It's time for Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. Benedict and Raven football is brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown Napa dealer. Don't forget, you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store, and you can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net.
Place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You're listening to Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. The Everwell Health pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joel Osborne starts right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, getting ready for Raven football, longest road trip of the year today, and we're visiting with Coach Joe Osborne of the Ravens. Coach, first of all, great win last week in front of a nice home crowd.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. I thought it was a really good response by our kids coming out after the Grandview game, and we played well. We got off to a fast start, and we knew it would be a long game. I think the first quarter lasted 50 minutes of real time. With how much the clock was stopping because they're passing the ball a lot. I was really proud of our defense. I mean, they were on the field for 95 snaps. And really, if you take away the turnover before halftime, and you take away the last drive of the game where they scored on our threes, they only scored 2 touchdowns versus our starters. And their quarterback completed less than 30% of his passes with one of the best receivers in the country to throw to. And before Joe Monroe's last catch for 30 yards on our third-string corner, he had only had 35 yards of receptions, which is incredible against him.
One of the big things I think you can hang your hat on is how well you defended this team, and you defended Joe Monroe. You come in, you look at the numbers, and you just didn't give him anything. And he was very frustrated as the day went on.
Yeah, I thought I'd credit our Coach Strong with the defensive game plan, and Monroe very rarely had an opportunity where he didn't have 2 people on him. And so we were very aware of him, and they had some other good players too. But we were going to allow the other guys to get what they could get and to not let Monroe beat us.
Kind of a comfortable win. The score was, 52-29. But if you looked at the stats, don't look at the score. They saw all these first downs and stuff. It was because they were so slow down the field and you guys were just striking so quickly.
Yeah, I thought our game plan was really good offensively. We were efficient. We had 2 possessions, one off of a turnover, off an interception by Isaiah Hasten that started inside the 20, and then another one where they went for it, their riverboat gambling on 4th down on their own 20 or 25, and defense got a stop. And I just was really proud of our kids for that. And then we used that to our advantage to get up 28-7 right away.
You got so many guys finding the end zone, and every week, I'm seeing new guys that I'm really liking. You got Braden who is in there, and what, his first touchdown and Zamar's first touchdown, right?
Yeah, so Braden's first play of his college career resulted in a touchdown catch, so I was proud of him for that. And then I thought Zamar stepped up. He did a good job as our off returner on kickoff return with Lagafuina. And, when you're the off returner with JoJo, odds are you're going to get the ball kicked to you. And Zamar did a good job returning it a couple of times and then found the end zone on that nice run he had.
6 guys, I think, by my count, for you got maybe into the end zone. As an opponent, you got to look at this team and go, I don't even know where to try to stop.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Our offense is designed to get the ball spread out to different people. And our quarterback, Jackson, is doing a great job right now distributing the ball. He doesn't key in on one player, which is great to see.
Let's talk about Jackson. I don't have exact numbers, I'm just kind of getting the vibe. He's got to be right on the doorstep of the passing record here at Benedictine for most passing yards. He's got to be close.
I don't know that either, Tom, but I would imagine if he can stay healthy this year, he'll be able to get close or pass those records.
So, and he's done a phenomenal job. And, Coach, I was, before we talk a little bit about Clark, I was kind of teasing you here the other day. I loved the I formation, and it worked so well.
It did. It did. We brought it out. We ran it right up the middle, and they were not expecting it. We had two touchdown runs over 15 yards on it. And another run that I called on 3rd and 13, and if we would have blocked it right with our backups, we would have scored. We ended up getting 7 yards on it, but no, it looked really good. Coach Leonard had a big smile on his face on the sideline as that, you know, when he played for Coach Pops, that was what we were doing back in the day.
Now, you talk about Coach Leonard, and I have had the opportunity during halftimes to talk to some of your coaches, and we've got Coach Grindy coming up halftime here today. All the success and all these wins come because of a team effort, and not only with your guys on the sideline, but your coaching staff as well. And yeah, hats off, you put together a tremendous staff. You've got to be really pleased at this group.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's an unselfish group of people, good leaders, good fathers, husbands, well-rounded people, men of faith, and just a tremendous group of guys. Coach Grindy's new to our staff. He's a coming from playing college football at Concordia, Nebraska. They almost made the playoffs last year. So, and his wife, Morgan, teaches at the elementary school, teaches second grade, and then does all the night activities for the boarding students at Moore Hill Mount Academy. So they're a great addition to our community, and we're very, very glad we have them.
How tough is it now as we're getting ready for today's game? How tough is it to prepare for a team like Clark who, you know, is going to win some games, but they just have had some struggles? I mean, you got to worry about keeping a team like that on his heels right now.
Yeah, I think the thing you look at with these guys is they're very solid in terms of not giving up many explosive plays on defense. You don't see a lot of people going over the top of them. And one of our goals today is to try to do that and to create explosives through the passing game. And then the other thing, too, is offensively, the quarterback's having a really nice year. You know, he's right at the top with some statistics in the country with Jackson in passing. So, and he's a big guy. He's going to be hard to bring down. He's not going to run it like some of the quarterbacks we face, but, man, he's a big, big guy with a really good arm. So I think where we need to get an advantage is special teams. If you look at special teams, I think we can get an advantage there for sure. And then we just need to come out and play really well on both sides of the ball.
Special teams were great last week. Kobe, 52-yard field goal. It just, you know, that's that's incredible stuff.
Yeah, I thought Christian looked really good. There was another opportunity. I didn't give it to him, but decided to go for it on fourth down. We didn't get it. But I thought he was locked in and ready to go. And I think that 52-yard field goal would have been good from close to about 58.
Yeah.
Based on how well he kicked it. So, I thought our punter, Scotty's done a nice job. You know, he didn't play much versus Grandview. He didn't actually get on the field at all because we didn't punt. But yeah, he's been a really good addition this year as well, too. So
not punting's not a bad thing.
No, we'll take that this weekend if we can get that.
Tell me about the JV. I know they've been keeping busy, and yeah, we like to keep an eye on these guys because some of the guys have been playing JV. We're already talking about Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. So last weekend, we had a home game versus Ottawa. It went very well. It was a physical game, and it was a really good experience for our kids. I really appreciate Coach Davis and Ottawa coming to play us. They're always up for competition, and they do a nice job with their JV program. And then this weekend, we have a home game on Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. versus Kansas Wesleyan. And Kansas Wesleyan has a new coach, Matt Middleton. He comes from Division II powerhouse. Harding University, who won the national championship 2 years ago. So he's going to bring a really good group of kids, about 85 players, and his whole coaching staff. So we're looking forward to that. And it kicks off Monday at 4 p.m. So that'll be our last home JV game. And then our last JV game of the year will be at the start of our bye week on the road at Missouri Valley.
Coach, and they've been really successful. I love seeing these young guys get a chance because when you got a good varsity, it's tough to break in.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And so what I've been impressed with our kids is their work ethic. They're playing a JV game on a Monday. They turn around and have to practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so it's a little bit of a grind. So they've been doing a nice job, and we got a really good group of young kids.
And, again, you got a really good challenge up here today. Never look at that record.
No, when you look at their first three games, the first game of the year was against Mount Marty, who just beat the number 7 team in the country, Northwestern. And Mount Marty looks very solid on film. You know, they're 3-0 now, and it was a 15-point game, a two-score game. And then the second game of the year, they went on the road, and they were up the entire game, up by 10 with 8 minutes left in the game, and Missouri Valley find a way to get a score, create a turnover, get another score to win by 4. And then last week at home against MNU, they were winning in the third quarter against the number 12 team in the country, and then things kind of fell apart for them, and MNU kind of took advantage of some things. And the score at the end of the game was not indicative of the game. The game was a lot closer than what the score indicates. So we've got to be ready to go. Our kids understand that. We talk about respect your opponent. We want to handle the trip with maturity. We want to create our own energy because it's just being honest with you, it's not a great environment. There's not a lot of fans. And but it's a nice stadium there, a high school stadium there in Dubuque. So we got to be ready to go.
Coach, appreciate it, man. Best of luck here this afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show, your home for Benedict and Raven football here on Care Radio. The Amberwell Health pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Show Keys to the Game coming up next.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we're getting set for Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. For me on defense, I think the first thing you have to start with this Clark team, limit the big play. They had touchdowns last week. All of them were over 25 yards, including a 93-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Limit the big play. That's where Clark is going to have to live to try to get into this ballgame. On the offensive side, for me, the number, 1-2-3. For Jackson Dooley, he's 123 yards away from becoming the all-time passing leader in Benedictine college history. I think for the Ravens, get out of the way early. You can hit the big play against this Clark team. Secondary, a little young, a little soft. So for the Raven offense, remember the number 1-2-3. And for the defense, limit the big play. Do those things, and the Ravens come away with a nice win this afternoon in Dubuque. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Kickoff coming up next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell pregame show here on Hot Country 93.7, home of Benedict and Ravens football. We now go live to the stadium for Raven football, where Tom and Gus Couts are standing by for live play-by-play and in-game analysis right here on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network.
AAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
The Amberwell Community Health Fair is back. Saturday, October 11th, from 8 a.m. to noon at the Atchison Elementary School. This event is free and open to everyone and makes a great family day. You won't want to miss the activities, games, and giveaways. See a vehicle extraction demonstration. You can test your surgical skills on a pumpkin, take a hearing test, check your blood sugar, and more. Over 50 community organizations come together each year to make this event possible. It's the perfect opportunity to connect with local resources right here in Atchison. So, bring the kids, invite your friends, and make plans to join us Saturday, October 11th, from 8 a.m. to noon at the Atchison Elementary School. It's the Amberwell Community Health Fair, Saturday, October 11th, again from 8 to noon at the Atchison Elementary School.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome Bennington football coming to you here on CARE Radio on the beautiful Saturday afternoon. The Ravens on the road for game four of the 2025 season. We had Joseph, he's our producer and engineer, running things back at the CARE Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts. And Gus, it feels pretty good to say the number three in the nation, Benedictine Ravens. I can't get used to that unless the number gets smaller.
Yeah, you start talking about the early season. The Ravens came into the season, started at number four in the nation, and they won the game against Morningside, lost on the road a couple weeks ago up in Des Moines to the number one team in the country. And you never know with national pollsters as to how they're going to look at a loss if they actually dive in and realize that it was against the number one team in the nation. Instead, they went ahead and gave Benedictine that little bit of a bump, which they deserve. So they are the number three team in the nation. Kaiser still sitting at two, and Grandview doing nothing to hurt themselves with that number one spot.
Now, for Benedictine, a long road trip, longest regular season road trip of the season, all the way to Dubuque, Iowa, right across the river. You're in Wisconsin. You're north of Chicago. I mean, this is a ways, and you know, had to leave yesterday. You've been on these road trips. Does it affect the team, the players, the game, or is it just like every other Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where you look at it that it's every other Saturday. It's terrible sleeping in a hotel. You've got a roommate. It's just, you love these guys, but it just feels different. So it's one of those things that, yeah, trying to get everybody on the same page, trying to have things, you know, as far as getting organized for breakfasts and things like that. So a lot of things happening. It's just not always an ideal and conducive environment.
About ready to get underway here. Benedictine is going to kick the ball away. They won the toss, elected to defer, and so for Benedictine, they are going to have the kick unit and Christian Kloby coming out and getting this underway. And for the Ravens, Gus, you talk about Clark. I mean, let's be real. Is there any kind of a trap involved? You always hear people say, oh, it's a trap game, and it's this, it's that. Is that a thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, Clark is a team who has not been very good over the last handful of years, but we also still kind of look at them as a young program. They are 12-51 all time. At Dalzell Field, they are 5-26 all time. Start to look back to it, they have not won a home game since October 21st of 2023.
Well, they're going to get the ball on the touchback, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Clark from their own 25-yard line. Quarterback quickly back to throw, and we're going to talk about him a lot. Throws one into the right flat. A wide-open receiver over there is going to get very close to first down yardage, and Gus, they go straight to Riley Hawkins, and he is their big, tall receiver at 6'3". Peyton Jovi with a Raven coverage on the near side. Quickly, 1st and 10 on a 12-yard gain.
Yeah, you've got a couple guys out there, Riley Hawkins, and you're also going to have Devin Hawkins, different cities.
Here's a feed into the middle, bouncing off the first, bouncing off the second, and picking up yardage for 3 to the 40-yard line. Caleb Perry, the running back, and Zach Lacombe, one of Benedictine's very finest defenders in that linebacker spot out of Round Rock, Texas. And Clark is wasting no time. They are racing up over to football. It'll bring up a 2nd down, 7 from their own 40-yard line, just underway. Quarterback Estrada hands off into the middle, a gaping hole that is closed quickly, and a great second effort. And Abram Phillips will make a tackle, a gain of a couple of yards, 3rd down and 5. Let's talk quickly about Clark quarterback Carson Estrada. He's massive. This guy's big.
Yeah, big dude. At 6'4", 255 pounds. We talked with Coach Joel Osborne in the pregame. How about this? He is bigger than 9 of the 11 starters for the Ravens defense. The only two guys that are bigger, Jason Anderson at 270, Kevin Harris at 285. Those are the big guys anchoring down the middle of the 4-2-5 nickel defense for the Ravens.
Now, Estrada stops, looks to the sideline, gets a play change. Caleb Perry, the running back, is on his left side, and he's going to go into the pattern of the pass. He's going to come over to the right, and penalty markers all over the place, and you got a procedure.
Yeah, what happened right there was the right tackle trying to get out a little quickly, and that was Eden Rosa at 6'2", 333-pound sophomore. It was going to be a quick screen pass out into the right flat. They were going to throw it out there to Joseph McCray, but getting those happy feet, the big tackle, Eden Rosa.
So, the penalty, going to push him back. It'll bring up a 2nd down, 10. Arc with a football at their own 37-yard line. Motion to get to the right side. QB steps up in a pocket, throws one over the middle. Banner sacked into the 50. Going to the left side, 40. Cutting into the middle, down to the 31-yard line. What a job by Benedictine. And you know who that's going to be, right? With his third interception in the last 2 weeks, his fourth of the year, Isaiah Hastin. That time Isaiah Hastin from that strong safety position dropped back, read the field, and realized, hey, I can just jump this little sit-down route in the middle of the field and a big interception right there. Ravens take the ball away to start this thing. And you talk about jump. Here's what Isaiah Hastin has going for him. He's a big guy, too. We're talking about the big quarterback for Clark, Isaiah, 6'3". Here comes the Raven offense and quarterback Jackson Dooley. We're going to talk a lot about him as he'll throw one into the right flat. Caught at the 25, into the middle of the 20, down the right side, inside the 15-yard line. First and 10 Ravens at the 13. Caught by Titan Osborne, that freshman out of Washburn Rural. That time doing a great job over there, just working a quick route on the sideline. And now the Ravens quickly back up over the football. You got to think that they're going to just be attacking this defense. That time they were going after the junior, Chandlin Seymour. 18-yard gain of that first down pass. It'll bring up a first and 10, Benedictine inside the 15-yard line. Running back on the left side is going to be Xavier Ugorji. Back to throw again, Jackson. Looking left, throwing left. Into the corner of the end zone, and it is going to be out of bounds. They're going to say drugged. The officials both looking at each other, and they're going to say, touchdown, Ravens. Wow. They waited and waited and give it to JoJo. Joseph Lagavuliana for Benedictine. A two-play scoring drive, 31 yards, took 45 seconds, and the Ravens have sprung to a 6-0 lead.
I like that. It took a minute. The back judge, she looked over at the side judge. He looked back at her, and I think when it all came said and done, they're going to say, yeah, let's just count it.
Here comes the PAT, Christian Kloby, looking to put one through. He's 15-15 in point afters this season, and the perfect streak continues. We're getting a timeout of the field, 12:15 to go, opening quarter. Ravens jump in front, Benedictine 7, Clark's nothing.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Well, Benedictine wasting no time. The defense comes out, takes the ball away on an Isaiah Hastin interception. Two plays later, Ravens in pay dirt, and we are not 3 minutes into the game, and Benedictine with a touchdown lead.
That was one of our Dairy Queen Grill and Show keys to the game, is that the defense has to work on taking the ball away. And you talk about this Raven defense, 6 interceptions in the first 3 games so far, a fumble recovery, but the thing they haven't done is pressure the quarterback as much as we're used to seeing them. And I think some of that is just a product of the teams you played in the first 2 weeks. Only 5 sacks to this point, but 11 TFLs for this Raven defense.
Well, it's not going to be easy to sack Carson Estrada. Not that you can't get to him. I'm not sure you can get him down very quickly at that size.
He reminds me a little bit of that Ben Roethlisberger size at quarterback when you're talking, yeah, such a big guy, 255.
Huge possession for Clark. They can't find themselves getting behind the avalanche early on, and QB's back, throws it near side, and it's caught in the backfield, and a TFL for Peyton Joby, his second tackle of the afternoon.
Yeah, you look over here at the near side, and you've got Isaac Guerrero, the wide receiver that was on the outside. His job was to block in, and he said, Coach, I couldn't do anything right there because Trey Williams was pushing me into the backfield. Joby was able to make the big hit and a loss of the official is going to be generous and say only a loss of 1. It's going to bring up 2nd and 11.
Back to throw once again. They're throwing the ball exclusively to pass over the middle. It's going to be incomplete. And I thought it was going to be caught at the 35, but it's right through the hands of the intended receiver. Looks like maybe Hawkins over there, but he went in the air, and it just shot right between his palms. It'll go incomplete. For the Pride, it is 3rd down and 11. 11:40 to go, quarter 1. Ravens already up a score.
Right now we're going to see a bunch formation for Clark. They're going to have two receivers tucked tight to the right, two receivers tucked tight to the left side, and a running back off to the left hip of the quarterback, Estrada. And Benedict can go with that fourth down lineman. QB's back, setting up in a pocket, throws short. Out of the backfield, it's going to be caught. He'll pick up a first down across the 35-yard line. Caleb Perry coming out of the backfield makes the catch and makes the carry last week. Six catches, only 14 yards. But that was a big one right there, picking up the first down. He's a guy that they don't mind throwing to out of the backfield, out of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, making that reception right there. And he comes to Clark by way of Mid-America. Stacked receivers on each side, and there's a little bit of a drag across the middle, gets across the 50-yard line, and a hard hit by Haston. But again, first down, Clark. Joe McCray with the catch. Kyleen, Texas. A lot of football gets played in Kyleen, Texas, I bet you. You know, between the Clark roster, between Texas and South Florida is where they tend to find a lot of their players. Quarterback back, throws to his running back, coming out of the backfield again. It's going to be Caleb Perry. He'll bounce outside, get to the edge, and pick up near 5 yards where Zach Lacombe will bump him out of bounds. South Florida, we're loud and clear in the 954 here this afternoon, and that's always good news, right?
They play a lot of good football down there. Did you see Pat McAfee today on the pregame show at the Louganis Swim Complex in Miami? Not pretty.
First down, QB's back again. Tons of time, throws it left, it's high, and that was nearly picked off. Throwing into triple coverage. I don't know if Carson Estrada had that much confidence in his own ability, or if he didn't see the defenders, but that was high-risk pass but went incomplete.
Peyton Joe back there was waiting for that ball, but as it got tipped away from it, it's going to fall incomplete. It's a big third down for Clark right here. I'm going to tell you, I think they're in four-down territory right here.
So I would. Why wouldn't you be, right? I mean, expectations are not real high for the Pride. Quarterback is back, feels some heat, throws one over the middle, incomplete at the 25-yard line. Zach Lacombe, he got some pressure on Estrada. And Estrada throws again into good coverage, and does the Ravens secondary. They've been excellent all year. We saw it up in Des Moines with Grandview. We saw them taking away great receivers, and they did it again on that series.
Yeah, now the Ravens are going to send one guy back to return. It's going to be JoJo. So Joseph Lagafuiana settles in somewhere around the 10, and on to punt is Gustav.
Gustav Norbert Risto out of Stockholm, Sweden. Gets the snap, gets the boot away, and a fair catch is called for and made at the 13-yard line, and the Ravens will begin their second possession of the afternoon, but somewhat less desirable field position.
I'm a little surprised they went ahead and punted that thing away. 14 punts on the season for Norberg, but I really figured that you're going to see Clark just try to push it a little bit, but right now I think they're okay just trying to play the field position game because, you know, this Raven offense is extremely explosive. 31 yards on the first possession for Jackson Dooley, completing both of his pass attempts.
We're going to talk about Jackson and his passing here in a little bit, but right now, 1st and 10 Ravens. Benedictine going right to left in the opening quarter. Handoff is going to be on the jet sweep to the 15, and taking pegs out after about a 3-yard gain is Atchison native Zamar Hernandez.
Caden Shore on the stop right there for Clark, the strong safety out of Baytown, Texas, came flying up. He makes the hit.
Zamar Hernandez, a 5'11 Richard freshman. The old Phoenix out here today and getting a lot of PT as the season has moved forward. It'll be Ravens second down. They're going to give him five. Good spot of the ball up to the 18-yard line. Back to handoff. Here comes a straight-ahead run by Ugorji to the 20. A couple of hard yards as he bounced his way forward. And following the block of Avery Fuller in front of him, the 6'5", 255-pound senior left tackle. Tackled by Marquise DeFron out of Western High School. You know where that's at? Davie, Florida. That's in the 3-5-4. Third down. Benedict at his own 20-yard line, third down 3.
Raven's going to go with two tight ends in on this formation. You're going to have both Tanner Zimmerman and Tyler Watson on the field.
Ugorji on the quarterback's right. They're going to shift one tight end over to the left wing. Hand off to Xavier, bounces outside. There's the seal by that tight end. Springs into the 20, 5:30, 33-yard line. That's what they were looking for. Trey Madrid got outside from that right guard, pulled, got in front. And you know that offensive line, you know how good those guards are. Yeah, and, you know, it was a great run right there by Xavier Gorgie. He kind of started in. That way it helped set up that block for Madrid, and all of a sudden as he went in, Madrid gets a good seal block, bounces it out, picks up the first down. Ravens moving the football now into the ballgame. Jordan, J.J. Jackson.
And LeBron is wide to the left side. Quarterback's back, looking. Once Jim, and he gets it, 50, 45, to the 40 goes LeBron Jackson.
What a job right there by LeBron Jackson, just running a post pattern over the middle, catches it, and kind of stumbles down just shy of the 40-yard line. They're going to mark it down at the 41. That'll be first and 10 for the Ravens. Lots of guys in and out, and now look up here. You're going to have Zamar Hernandez lined up in the slot to the right.
Talk about running. The Ravens running up to the line of scrimmage. 8:20 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictum with a 7-0 lead and moving the football. QB will hand off. Little misdirection. Trying to right. Cutting to the middle to the 40. Pounding his way is J.J. Jackson to the 35-yard line. He earned every inch of those 5 yards.
Yeah, that time they took Zamar in, put him on the right side. Sent him in motion, faked the handoff, tried to pause those linebackers for a little bit, and then went misdirection counter to the right side. J.J. Jackson on the run. They're going to give him about 6 yards on the play. Let's call it 2nd and 4 for the Raven offense.
Left side, you've got Cameron Dober. Brayden Foucault, who we really saw emerge last week, a redshirt freshman out of Texas. And QB's back. It goes to the pass over the middle for Benedictine, and their new guy in there, Isaiah Haston. We just talked about the interception. Isaiah, so talented, they bring him in as a receiver with the catch and the first down at the 25.
Yeah, he'll make the catch, and then he'll go over to the far sideline and regroup with the defensive side of the football. Back into the ballgame is going to be Titan. He'll go slot to the right side. Wide to the right side is going to be Cam Dover.
Everybody to the right side. Left side is wide open. And now they're going to shift over. Tyler Watson will set up as a tight end on the right. Again, overloading the right-hand side. Motion will come left. Titan will set up now on the right edge. Straight ahead, hand off Ugorji. Gaping hole, 25-20. Down to the 15-yard line, and another. Benedictine first down on a 10-yard burst. Xavier Ugorji.
That time just blows into the middle. Jordan Scummage makes the stop. He's a sophomore out of Montgomery, Alabama. His 16th tackle of the season. Might have saved a touchdown right there as Ugorji went into the right, put a foot in the ground, shifts to the left, and wow, what an explosive run, and sets you up with your favorite play here, 2nd and 1.
A drive to begin on their own 15-yard line, and the Ravens are now down at the 15 of Clark. Tyler Watson swings over to the left side on the 2nd down, very short, flare pass over to the right, cut at the 20, dancing to the 15, first down to the 13-yard line.
That time, little flare pass out there to the right flag. Getting into Xavier Ugorji. Needed a yard. Picks up 3. Ravens move the sticks and keep the drive alive all the way down to now the 14-yard line. That'll be 1st and 10 there. How about Jackson Dooley so far? 72 yards passing, 1 touchdown so far on the day. He is 5 of 5.
And we've got a magic number for Jackson Dooley that we need to be talking about. But right now, 1st and 10, Benedictine. Inside the 15-yard line. Ravens leading at 7-0 and moving the ball here in the opening quarter. Ugorji bounces outside, gets to the 10, and he is upended after a 5-yard gain. Cornerback Jordan Scummage with the play. 2nd and 5, Ravens at the 10.
Ravens, you can tell they're running to the outside because I feel like the leading tackler for Clark right now has to almost be that cornerback over there, and they're running right at Jordan Scummage. 5'11", 160-pound sophomore.
And they're also running away from another big guy in the middle. You talked about from Davey. Well, we got another Davey guy at the nose tackle spot. Motion to the right side, 2nd down 5. Quarterback hands off, tailback Ugorji sprints to the left. He'll cut to the 10. He'll cut to the 5. He'll lean. Does he get to the goal line? Just short. It's 1st and goal. Benedictine at the 1.
Officials are now going to come together, and the side judge is going to say, no, give it to him.
So they're going to say touchdown Ravens. I thought he'd hit the ground and bounce in. But they're going to say touchdown Ravens. And Benedictine doubles their lead. Is now 13-0. 5:03 to go in quarter one. And quickly, Christian Klobe is back in. His 2nd PAT effort in the first 10 minutes of the game. What a great job the Raven offense is doing today. It is down and up, and we're taking a break. 5:03 to go, our quarter number 1. The Ravens are in Dubuque, Iowa, and lead Clark 14-0.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Well, the Ravens getting set to kick it away again. This will be the third kickoff in the first 10 minutes of the ballgame for Christian Kloby. Welcome back, Raven football on CARE Radio this afternoon. 14-0. Number 3 in the nation, Benedictine on the road today. And next week, us will be back in the friendly confines of Wilcox Stadium with the Bobcats. We'll be talking about that. An onside kick! And it's recovered. There's a scrum for the loose football. This was running up over it. Dylan, 45.
Dylan Witherspoon's jumping up and down. He's pointing that the Ravens have it. They're running off the field, and there's lots of white jerseys saying the Ravens got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Dead. The Ravens come away with it. Christian Kloby looking to get his hat back on.
I think he covered the football.
Wow. What a job right there for the Ravens and Clark.
Christian Kloby
miffed on the near sideline.
The onside kick, gets in the middle, gets the ball, loses his helmet. He had to go track it down, but he is elated. The Ravens, offense back on the field. 4:57 to go in the opening quarter. I'm surprised they showed that little trick today.
Got a decent little storm moving in just to the south of Dubuque right now.
Yeah, the problem is it's overcast, it's dark, it's gray, it's threatening rain, and Benedictine does not want any of that for the next couple of hours. Quarterback back to throw. Rolling right. Jackson Dooley.
Uh-oh.
Plenty of time. He's winding up. He's going for the home run. And his receiver's knocked down at the 5, and there's your marker.
That time, look deep. They had Lagapuiana, who had beat his defender here on the near side, working against Chandlin Seymour. That time, he just chucked it as deep as he could. Little hand fighting happening down the field, and finally a whistle will be a pass interference against Clark. So Ravens going to take full advantage of that, and Jackson Dooley was saying, man, that was going to be the pass. That would have probably done it right there.
It could.
Jackson was 72 yards passing so far in the first quarter.
That was going to be 50, 55 yards on that pass play. But
the other thing is, if you're Clark, no reason not to try to drag down the receiver. You'll take 15 versus a 50-yard completion.
The penalty's going to be assessed down to the 39-yard line. So Benedictine deep in Clark territory, 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Now they go to the fullback, the I formation. QB's going to drop back to throw. Again, he's going deep into the end zone. He's got a man. Touchdown, Ravens. What a catch over the shoulder. That's Titan Osborne and Benedictine's third touchdown. It's 4:39 to go in the first.
That time just running a straight seam route, straight nine, and Titan just goes down, catches a perfect ball over the shoulder. Jackson Dooley, 6 of 6, 111 yards. Needs 12 more yards this afternoon.
Talk about perfect. 6 of 6 to start this game. Christian Kloby, he's got to be exhausted. He's in here for his third PAT. He's about to have his fifth kickoff. The point is good, and we're going to take another break. Ravens running away with this one, and we're still early in the opening quarter. 4:39 to go in the first. Benedictine 21, Clark nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Christian Kloby, 3 PATs, 3 for 3, getting set for his, fifth kickoff of the game.
and also, by the way, has recovered an onside kick. He's having an all-star kind of a game. This will get you conference special teams player of the week, right? Kickoff, kicking to the goal line. Right up the right side, across the 15, and diving to the 18-yard line. Clark will begin this series, first and 10, deep at his own end at the 18. With 4.5 to go in the opening quarter, and the Ravens leading by 21.
Isaac Lopez, the guy down there in kick coverage for Benedictine. He is a 5'8 senior out of Jeff City, Missouri, by way of Missouri S&T. And before that, Elias High School.
Elias High School. I know where that's at. Here comes Clark. Because Clark, if they're going to stay anywhere in this game, they got to have something good happen on this series. Estrada will hand off to his running back, and there's nothing good about what happened to Caleb Perry. Tackle behind the line of scrimmage, probably lost a yard. Tried to sprint to the outside. Pursuit by Benedictine was absolutely phenomenal. It will bring up, with that Zach Lacombe tackle, a 2nd and 11. Two wide receivers to the left side. That's the wide side of the field. We're on a high school field, just very much near the campus, just south of the campus. Pass over the middle. Beautiful pass caught. 45, 50, into Raven territory, the 49er, Riley Hawkins.
Hawkins making a nice catch down the middle of the field, able to pick up huge yardage. Dylan Witherspoon finally able to drag him down, but not before he gets out to midfield. And Clark going to switch out Hawkins, bring in a new receiver, and they're quickly back up over the football.
We could see a record number of snaps in this game, the way these two teams are racing up over the ball.
You look, last week, Grayson ran 95 plays.
Here's a pass to the right side, and gain of 2-3, breaking a couple of tackles. It's going to be Joe McCray, and finally wrapped up. They'll give him 4 in total.
Over there making the stop for the Ravens, you're going to have Ben Gilliland, the sophomore out of Van Meter, Iowa, makes the play. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 7 for Clark.
Pride under head coach Adam Hicks in his 3rd season. The offensive coordinator Bill Lang in his 2nd. QB takes a snap, looks right, throws right. They've run this play about 8 times, and it's the only one that's gained them any yardage, and this time it'll get them about 3 still short of the first down. And again, you throw it over here to the sophomore, Ben Gilliland.
Yeah, they're quick to get the ball out of the hands of the quarterback, and you would think that with a smaller quarterback, you would be expecting those kinds of things, but Estrada's such a big guy, he's going to be hard to bring down. I would have expected to see him try to work the ball a little further downfield. Raymond's going to change out their front two, take out Anderson and Harris, bring in Dylan Bennett and Xavier Hernandez.
Okay, I'm going to kind of give you an old guy moment. I'm looking at quarterback Carson Estrada for Clark. I got an observation. Here's a handoff into the middle, nothing. Maybe a loss of a yard. It's going to bring up a 4th down near midfield. Peyton Joby, Xavier Hernandez, and the Ravens make a stop. I'm looking at Estrada. I guess I see this a lot. His football pants, okay, I would tell you that
they look like basketball shorts.
They look like basketball shorts. I've seen Michael Jordan wear longer shorts. I mean, these things are 3 inches above the knee. It's just wacky. On a 4th down, Clark going to go for it. Why wouldn't you? At the Benedictine 43. Ravens are going to be offside. Somebody's offside. Quarterback is back. Running, rolling out, looking. Throws one downfield. It's a free play, and it's going to go incomplete. Was BC offside?
Yeah, they were. You had the front two guys on your 4-man down front as they were into the backfield before that ball was snapped. I'm a little surprised the officials maybe didn't kill the play early, figuring that it was unabated to the quarterback. Instead, they're going to let the play out. The 5 yards will net Clark a 1st down. So they needed 3. They pick up 5 with the penalty. It'll be 1st and 10. Clark inside the 40. They'll mark it down at the Ravens 38.
1st and 10 for the Pride. Ravens leading at 21-0 with 1:40 to go in quarter 1 in Dubuque. 1st down at the Raven 38. They'll throw a left side. They haven't done that much. It's going to be complete over in the flat to Isaac Guerrero. Isaac out of El Paso, Texas. And Sakori Thomas out of Punta Gorda, Florida for Benedictine. I just like saying Punta Gorda.
What did we decide that was? Just south of Tampa down there?
I think that's right.
On the Gulf side?
2nd down 4. Hand off straight ahead, bouncing outside, trying to get to the edge. And Will finds a little seam inside the 25 and down to the Raven 23, maybe 22-yard line. Trey Williams with the tackle. And suddenly Clark, off that penalty, got a little spring in her step.
Yep, now the Ravens are going to take out Cole Johnson. They're going to bring in a fresh pass rusher, and it's going to be Joe Abrams.
6'3" defensive end out of Tom Ball.
Isaac Guerrero is going to come wide to the right side. The quarterback is back, looking, drops the ball. It's on the ground. The fumble at the 30-yard line, and they say a lineman was able to get back on there, protecting Estrada. He's lucky that Aiden Rosa was able to jump on that football. Christian McAfee, this old Nemaha Central Thunder, he was in the backfield putting the heat on.
Yeah, McAfee got some heat on the quarterback, and as he dropped back, the ball just kind of shot out of the back of his hand, but then the lineman able to jump on and keep this drive alive.
Second and 15, quarterback back to throw again, going left and having to come back for the ball. So Corey Thomas with a tackle, and it is ultimately going to be a very short gain. And now the officials having a little confab over there spotting this down. They're going to call it incomplete. I thought he had stayed in play, but apparently no.
Yeah, on that far sideline, they're going to say he must have had a foot on the line when he came down. So an incomplete pass will bring up now a third down, and let's call it third and 16.
Again, we're talking about this field. It's just south of the campus, runs east and west down here. It's shared by a high school and by Clark. And it's got high school markings, football markings, soccer markings. And again, the Ravens defense is going to be outside. It's a free play. Estrada rolling around. He's got all day. Still looking. Still running. Finally hit and brought down. And again, it's Christian McAfee.
McAfee's been all over the field in the early going in this ballgame. Too bad it's not going to count for a sack. But what that tells you is downfield as it is encroachment against the defense. What it tells you is the Ravens are doing an excellent job down the field in coverage. Estrada's running around. Can't find a receiver that's able to wiggle free. I mean, that has been a sticky secondary so far for the Ravens today. 4 seconds here, 3, 2, they're just going to roll it out, and that's it.
We're going to take a break as the opening quarter in Dubuque has come to a close, and it's been a good one for the Ravens. Time out of the field after one. Benedictine 21, Clark nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Comparing these two quarterbacks after one quarter, Jackson Dooley, 6 of 6 passing, 111 yards and 2 touchdowns. Carson Estrada, 9 of 14 for 92, no touchdowns and an interception. Carson Estrada, he comes to Clark, transferring in from a place with which we are somewhat familiar, Gus, Tabor College. So he's played a little Kansas football in his career. Originally, though, his home, 29 Palms, California. So Carson Estrada, the big 6'4", 255-pound quarterback. He's over on the near side now talking to head coach Adam Hicks, and they seem to be in no real rush to get back out of the field to begin the second quarter with the Ravens up 21-0.
Yeah, I mean, right now they're looking at this 3rd and 11. They're going to take as much time as they can talking with their offensive coordinator, Bill Lang, and I say their offensive coordinator because their head coach, Adam Hicks, in his third season, but he is a defensive-minded coach. He is the head coach and defensive coordinator. You don't see that a whole lot in today's game.
3rd and 11 for Clark at the Raven 24. Estrada back, chased out of the pocket, throwing, and throws that thing away.
That time he was throwing it in the vicinity of Isaac Guerrero, but Guerrero being guarded over on that far of the sideline by Peyton Jobe. And so with the incomplete pass, it will bring up a 4th and 11. Now, there is a penalty marker. I thought that was somebody's shoe at first, but there is a penalty marker. They're talking to the Ravens sideline. I would expect no matter what the penalty is, you're going to go ahead, and it's going to be a holding against Clark, and you got to decline this, right? Yeah, they're going to decline it. Instead, let's make it 4th and 11.
Okay, you got to bail me out. I'm going to just show that I've forgotten something. Isaac Guerrero for Clark out of El Paso, Texas. Benedictine had a receiver, not a real tall guy, an El Paso guy. A few years back.
Wasn't Christian Hack from El Paso?
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. Good call. Fourth down, and they're going to put in the field goal unit. Clark just wants to get the goose egg off the board. It's going to be a 40-yard field goal effort. And Norberg Risto is one of two on the season with a long of 19. This 40-yard kick is on its way. It is up and got it. Yep, it's going to be good, and we're going to take another break, Joseph, with 14:48 to go, just underway in the second quarter. Kreider on the board, Benedictine 21, Clark 3.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hundley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wine, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Back with you with Benedictine Football on K Radio. Gus, we're all about counting possessions. And so for the Ravens today, so far, three possessions, three touchdowns. And they're getting set to have their fourth possession of the day, first possession of the second quarter. And I'm going to borrow that board from you, if I may. And the Raven return guys are not giving a lot of credit, okay, to the kicker as they're settling it at the 10-yard line for a kickoff. Usually they're back near the goal line. And this one is going to be short, bounces at the 30, and an up guy does the right thing. That was just well done by Tyler Watson. Tyler says, you know what? I'm covering it up. Let's get the offense coming out here. Maybe they'll throw it to me.
DeMar comes up, pats him on the head, and said, good job, but you could have taken it. It's probably a smart thing right there,
yeah,
too. Just fall on the ball. Last thing you need to do is get into a tight end's head that he could return a kickoff.
Here comes Cameron Dober over to the right side. Cameron is 6'3", brings some nice height out there. J.J. Jackson is going to be running back in the backfield for Benedictine. And Jackson Dooley, and we're on the count now with 111 passing yards today. Here we go, first and 10 Ravens from their own 35-yard line. Hand off running back and straight into the middle, putting his head down and fighting for a couple of tough yards goes Jackson. Tackled by Steele Fredericks. Now, is that a football name or what? Steele Fredericks, S-T-E-E-L-E, a senior from Arvada, Colorado. Gain of a couple of yards.
I'm waiting for the outside linebacker for Clark to make a stop.
All right. You're looking for that one, are you? Can't wait to get that one. Here we go. Second and 8. By the way, the Clark players, some of them have some bright yellow gloves, and that's also distracting for me. I'm thinking their flags out on the field. Here's a handoff into the left side, and there's not much there for J.J. this time. And so the Ravens, back-to-back running plays to J.J. Jackson, and another tackle by Steele Fredericks. He has stopped the Ravens twice now, and for Benedictine, 3rd and 8. This may be their longest 3rd down.
I feel like a stone has been thrown because, you know, I just was told that tight ends can return kickoffs just as good as fullbacks. Now, that's a lie,
whoa,
but
what?
Well, I'll just leave it alone. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 8 for the Raven offense.
You got Tanner Zimmerman. I'm waiting for a TZ play. Quarterback's looking at him. He's changing his mind, goes the other way, and the ball tipped up, and it's picked off. Intercepted. It was for Titan Osborne. He got a fingertip on it, and Gus made a rookie mistake, got it up in the air where Camden Shore dives for it, makes the INT, and hey, Clark has gotten some points on the board, and suddenly they may have come to life a little bit.
Excellent starting field position now for Clark. They're going to get this thing in their own territory, but all the way out at the 49. That was a big turnover right there.
And the first interception of the day for Jackson Dooley. Matter of fact, that is the first pass that he did not complete to a teammate.
First possession, the Ravens are going to finish with a touchdown.
Just short of midfield. Here comes Clark. Let's see if they're able to capitalize. QB's back. Batted in the air. The pass is knocked back and incomplete. That looked like the volleyball play. You know, where you got the player up against the net and they leap up high with two hands, smack the ball back the other way. I don't know what you call that, but it's a volleyball thing. And that's what he did. Isaiah Haston
Isaiah, coming from that strong safety position, just kind of took off as a slow speed walk and then turned it into a run right as the snap happened.
Second down, long quarterback's going to run it himself. He's got room, 50-45, first down, 40 is coming back.
Yeah, that time you're going to see the guy on the left side, the left guard, David Espino, out of Pompano Beach, Florida. He was a little overmatched right there working against Kevin Harris, and he's going to be hit for a holding. So a big negative play right there for Clark. It looked like they were going to be able to get that thing down on an 8-yard run by the quarterback. Instead, they'll be now looking at a, what, second and 20 right here.
It's great to see Kevin Harris back this year, excuse me, and healthy. He battled with an injury that shortened his season last year, but he has rehabbed that thing, and he looks like he's 100% and is playing very, very well. That penalty is going to push the ball way back. It'll bring up a third down and 20. QB looks right, batted again, straight to the ground. Who do you think was that getting back there? It wasn't Isaiah this time, I don't think.
That time getting a hand up, able to knock the football down for the Ravens. That was the backside defensive end, and looked like it's going to be Blake Castile on that play. No, sorry, that's Jonathan Crow. So Crow sporting 59 today. He is a guy that Coach told us kind of made a change in the two deep this week, and one tackle coming into today's game with a batted ball there.
Quarterback with the ball. They are going to say that that was second down. Now, this is third down, and Estrada's tackle for a loss by Jason Anderson. The Raven defense, I think they're a little upset with that last series that they allowed Clark to come up with a field goal. Well, they have really tightened it up. Now, Clark looks at a fourth down and, what, 20, 21 yards at their own 38.
Clark needs to get those fancy sticks like ACCHS has.
They were spectacular, man.
Maybe we'll put him in contact with Sabrina on where she found those. Those things were awesome.
Those are the highest tech things I've seen at any level that we saw at Ebbingham last night. They were fantastic. Now, Clark seems confused. Surely, are they going for this on 4th and 20 at their own 39?
Just think they're going to run the clock down and then burn out the timeout, which I'm not really sure because it's not like we're getting near the end of the half.
We're going to hang on to it right here or not?
Yeah.
We'll hang on to it. 12-19 to go in the first half. Benedictine with a lead in the ball game, 21-3. And again, Jackson Dooley right now still, he's kind of leveled out at 111 passing yards. Raven rushing is led by Xavier Ugorji, 36 on 5. Jackson was 7 on 3, and Zamar Hernandez on a carry has 5 yards today for Benedictine. And Titan Osborne, the only Raven with more than one catch. He's got 2, 57 yards, and a touchdown for Titan. Another touchdown for JJ, or JoJo.
Taking a look.
We got JJ and JoJo.
We have a JJ and a JoJo, so we'll try to keep those clean. How about some scores from around the area? Can we say it? Has Meeker finally been eliminated from playoff contention?
Absolutely.
Today?
Okay. Yep, they're done.
Grandview defeating Baker down in Liston Stadium this afternoon, 24-7. So Baker starts the season 0-3, and there are very, very, very few teams that make the playoffs with 3 losses.
There is no recovering that. They still got good teams to come, like Benedictine.
Graceland on the road today. They are at Missouri Baptist, and Graceland leading Mo Baptist 28-7 with 9:35 left in the third quarter of that game. Start of the second, Peru State and Central Methodist tied at 7. A couple night games in the conference. There'll be 3 of them. It'll be William Woods at St. Ambrose, Missouri Valley at Culver Stockton, and Mid-America at William Penn. You know, we were talking on Sportsbook the other night about how you get from William Woods up to St. Ambrose, or from Fulton up to St. Ambrose.
Uh-huh.
Take like some windy highway and then cut over it like Quincy and then get north. So
Yeah.
Anyway, just throwing that out there. But yeah, I think the game of the night, though, you've got to look at that Mid-America William Penn game, because Penn knocked off Baker a couple weeks ago.
Where's that at? Is it in Olathe?
In Oskaloosa.
Oh, if it was down in Olathe, we'd run down.
See?
On the way home.
So, you know, you talk about Mid-America. He just keeps scoring 50 points, right? Like, that is their number. Night in, night out, they're going to score 50. William Penn is one of those teams who I think has maybe been a little surprising to this point. But, again, just not really sure what to expect from them. I think a lot of eyes in the conference will be on that 6 o'clock game tonight.
Yeah, there should be. I mean, if you want to see what's going on, if you're interested in what's happening,
That is exactly what you're going to be wanting to do.
Can we talk about Baker in this little bit of a spiral? Next week, they're going to be on the road at Marshall. Can they win that kind of a game?
No. Not right now. Not from what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. And you look around his conference. So there may be a little bit of a change in the conference.
Yeah, so instead of three teams winning the South Division, only two teams winning the South Division this year, is that, you know, the Ravens may be looking to be the only team. Taking a look at Jackson Dooley, 6 of 7 passing today, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, 111 yards for Clark. Carson Estrada, 9 of 17 today, 92 yards, 1 interception on the afternoon.
Tell you what, they're taking a little bit of time. We're going to take a break. We got a timeout. Second quarter of action, 13:20 to go in the half. It's Benedictine 21, Clark 3.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Coming out of the timeout, extended timeout, by the way, it looks like Clark has decided, yeah, you know what, we're just going ahead and pump this thing away. That's probably a good idea. Sun kind of trying to peek out between the heavy clouds. And Gustav Norberg Risto, the young Swede punter, standing at his own 25-yard line. Ravens with a single return man. It'll be longly on back at the Raven 20. Snap back, taken at the knees. The kick of the way is not very good. Got to be short. He comes up, grabs it at the 22, goes outside, picks up a block, 35, angles to the far sideline, run out of bounds into the Benedictine bench across the 35-yard line. It's over the Ravens. Anything beyond the 35 is pretty good field position to begin the series, and that's where BC will begin things here.
Talk about Clark down there on kick coverage for the Pride. You're going to have Brian Ramos, the junior receiver out of Miami by way of Somerset Academy.
Ravens coming out over the ball. The only possession that they have had in which he did not score was that one a moment ago that was ended with the interception. Ravens at their own 36-yard line. Jackson Dooley, the senior QB out of Lawrence, Kansas. Back to throw. Looking over the middle. He's got a man over the shoulder. 40, 35, 30, 25, 24-yard line. There he is. It's TZ. And Tanner Zimmerman makes the catch that sets the new Benedictine record for career passing yardage, now owned by Jackson Dooley.
Coming into the ballgame, Jackson Dooley needed 123 yards to become the all-time passing leader at Benedictine. Well, with that pass, he now has 150 passing yards on 7 of 8 passing today, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Congratulations to Jackson Dooley.
And we got a lot of football yet to go with 11:15 to play. Here in the first half, play action, throwing right, wide open, caught at the 10-yard line, pulling away is Jackson, is LeBron Jackson, first and goal, Benedictine at the 9.
That time, LeBron, just a quick out over there, was able to make the catch, pull forward, and finally, Jaden Warren comes over to make the stop. Jaden, an outside linebacker out of Mississippi, makes the stop on the play, and for the Ravens, first and goal now at the 9-yard line.
Okay, LeBron is going to be wide to the left side. Benedictine is going to wide to the right side with Cameron Dover. An I formation stacked up in the backfield. Tyler Watson at the fullback spot. QB, hands off. Ugarji hits the middle. There's nothing there. That's J.J. Jackson, by the way. And there's not much room. Now the ball pops out. I thought the play was stopped. But the Ravens caught that thing in midair. It was popped out.
The ball popped straight up in the air. And I'm with you. The play looked like it was going backwards, and you thought the officials had blown it dead. But instead, it kicked straight up into the air. And give a lot of credit over there to the Ravens. And go figure, the guy who's had a great start to this game, Trace Madrid, on it. Now the officials are going to drop a flag at the end of this play. And
lots of chaos happened there, right?
It's a mess. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Ravens up 21-3.
Ravens are going to bring a new back into the ballgame, and they tend to do this. If the ball gets caught, they're going to change backs, and they're going to bring into the ballgame Zamar Hernandez. So Hernandez is going to be your running back. You've got two receivers off to the left side. That's going to be Cameron Dover and Titan Osborne.
Zamar says, hey, I got my first Raven touchdown last week. Give me another one today, Coach. Just let me have it one time here.
On this field, in one end zone, it says Mustangs. Yeah. Rams on the other end. And so
multiple use. You've got a big track facility around the outside. Speaking of tracks, the Phoenix track is down and curing as we speak.
Never much of a track guy.
Really? I like track. I like.
I think you have to be fast or something to do track, and that just doesn't fit in my wheelhouse.
You run distance, and you just got to be, you know, willing to not stop. That's all you have to do. And by the way, in the old days, I preferred, and this is crazy. This will date me. There were asphalt tracks, harder to rock, and you wore the little short spikes. But a lot of places had cinder tracks. It was literally like fine black gravel or black cinder rocks on the top of dirt. And those were what the tracks were.
So what we ended up having was at the end of that penalty, because the officials, we thought it stopped it. Instead, they're going to say it was a fumble recovered by the Ravens. And then we had a couple players that, you know, might have got a little bit of a shoving incident. We're going to have offsetting on sportsmanlike conduct. I know you love a good offsetting penalty. It'll be second and goal from the Ravens from the 10.
That's spectacular. Zamar Hernandez is going to be on the left hand of Jackson Dooley. Hand off to Zamar. Looks for a block. Does not get it. I like the way that the form. He puts the hand out, gets behind Trey Madrid, but Jayden Warren was able to slide around and bring him down from the side. It'll be a very short gain for Zamar. Second and goal. But Hernandez is going to stay in the game. And again, the sun trying to peek out through all of these clouds. You got Isaiah Haston checking in. Is he a big target? And I know I don't want to be the defensive guy trying to cover him.
Now they're going
to
slide him down and be kind of that slot receiver on that trip to the left side.
Got that little triangle over on the left hash marks. It is going to be second and goal, still about the 8-yard line. Jackson goes motion over to the right side. Quarterback is back, looking, throwing left, and it's going to be too high, too long, and out of the reach of Haston. Isaiah, that was not really a fade. I mean, he was kind of running to the back left corner, but that's not what I would call a true fade pattern.
And on that play, Jackson Dooley was looking one way, one player. He knew where he wanted to throw that ball. And you kind of figure when Haston has come into the ballgame, he's been a favorite receiver. And because, I'm telling you, the kid is sticky out there, able to catch everything thrown his way. And now, you see Jackson Dooley is going to count everybody out, and they're looking for a field goal attempt.
Kloby is in. He is looking for his sixth point of the game. It is an 28-yard field goal. It is good, and we're taking a break. Timeout on the field. We're at 9:11 to go in the first half. Ravens at 3. It's Benedict in 24, Clark 3.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Football on Care Radio. And an overcast Saturday afternoon, and again, the clouds are threatening. The skies are very dark, and that little doppling of sunshine has disappeared from the field. I tell you what, though, the sun has been shining on Benedictine this afternoon, guys, as they have scored on, 4 of their 5 possessions so far in this game, and we've still got 9:11 to go in the first half.
So for Clark, they are getting ready to start there. 5th possession of the afternoon.
The kickoff is short, taken to the 6-yard line, returned straight up the middle as the return man grabbed by the shirt tail, and Riley Hawkins is going to be down to the 25-yard line. It will be 1st and 10 Pride from there.
My kids like Hawkins, but that's Hawkins, Indiana, maybe.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Stranger Things? No?
Oh, no.
Well,
I know nothing of that. I've heard of it. Don't know anything about it.
So we talk about
some Stranger Things, but that's got probably nothing to do with what you're talking.
So we talk about Clark getting ready to start their fifth possession of the ball game. Their last one was a punt that led to that field goal for Benedictine. Here comes Carson Estrada. Quarterback with a running back in the backfield with him, a receiver each way. Steps up, batted again, and it's going to be caught in the left side and going to be short of the first down at the 32-yard line.
Defender got a hand on that.
Yeah, got a hand on it and kind of sent that thing, you know, tumbling over there into the left flat. The receiver able to come up and make the catch. Trey Williams in on the stop, but not before Clark able to pick up a 5-yard reception. QB will flare it over to the near side, and this time Hawkins is going to make that catch. He's going to pick up a first down, getting across the 35-yard line. He'll take it up to the Pride 37. Isaiah Hasten with the tackle, first and 10. Clark with the advance and with movement of change. You know, Carson Estrada not doing a terrible job. He's 11 of 20 throwing the ball so far this afternoon.
Hernandez and Bennett will be your down linemen for the Raven defensive front.
Back to throw again. Going deep this time down the left side of the field, and it is going to be overthrown, incomplete down around the 20-yard line. He was looking again for Hawkins, covered by Trey Williams. So has Estrada decided Hawkins is his guy right now?
Yeah, I just think it really comes down to you're looking at the cornerbacks and you're not really sure where you want to throw it. Do you want to throw it at Sakori Thomas over there who had an interception last week, or do you want to test your luck with Trey Williams? Trey's just a big guy at 6 foot. He's tough.
They'll throw this to a running back out of the backfield who tries to get to the edge, but the Ravens swarm him as he gets to the line of scrimmage. Isaac Lopez, the first guy there.
Isaac doing a great job reading that swing pass right from the start. He's able to get over there into the flat, make the hit, and they're going to say maybe a yard on the play. Let's be generous here and call it a 2nd and 9 for Clark.
Look at Joe McCray here on the near side. He's in the slot left. Look at the football pants on this guy. I'm sorry, I can't bear to watch guys playing in basketball apparel. 3rd down and a long 9 for Clark.
And you talk about Clark, they've got that stripe that comes down and then
yeah,
it wraps around the front. That doesn't really help either.
No. Very long count. Trying to draw the defense off. Can't get it done. Quarterback looking to throw again. And over the middle, it is broken up. Going for Hawkins. And Trey Williams is right there saying, no, not this time.
Yeah, now Trey Williams kind of walks a couple steps towards that Clark offensive line. And I think he's probably barking a few things at Estrada and says, keep throwing this way and you're going to have more interceptions as they're going to, or more incompletions as you're going to set up to punt this thing on 4th and 9. JoJo will drop himself deep, settle in somewhere around the 25-yard line looking for this return.
Yeah, but old Gustav is back there to kick. Gustav's a solid-built guy, 5'9", 200, averaging only 34 yards a punch. But he's got all the room he can stand to work with here, so he can give it everything he's got. It wasn't a lot. It's going to bounce short, and the return man just got to get away from it. It's going to turn into a fantastic punt that was unreturnable. It'll be down by the kick coverage at the 15-yard line. What had happened was, Lagapuyan was back for the return, and the ball landed so much short of him, he couldn't even get up to it in time, and then it bounced by him. And smart, you just don't go out there and try to grab that ball and maybe have something bad happen. So Benedictine will begin this possession from their own 16-yard line with 7:25 to go. We're midway through the second quarter. Ravens with the ball leading at 24-3. Two to the left and one to the right. Left is the wide side of the field, and Raven all-time leading passer, Jackson Dooley, calls the signal, play action, throws left, it's caught at the 20, dances to the 25, drags the defender, and Lagapuyana is going to pick up a first down. Joseph, he is tall, he's got speed, he's got great hands, not a guy that typically drags a defender downfield with him, but he did it that time.
Yeah, that time working over there against Kyler Lusson out of Coral Springs, Florida. And able to drag him for a first down as the sun poking through.
Popping back out a little bit. 1st and 10, Benedictine. Ravens now at their own 26-yard line. A single receiver each way. Motion left, that's TZ. He'll go all the way to the outside. Usually he stops in that slot. This time he goes to the outside. Dooley's back, plenty of time, going deep, and he will catch it.
How about Zimmerman? Over the middle. He went down the left side, cut back to the middle of the field, crossed the 50-yard line. He's all the way down to the Pride 40.
That time working against the strong safety, and the strong safety's big at 6 foot, but not big enough to keep up with Tanner Zimmerman at 6'5", 235, running that just skinny post right down the seam, able to catch it and pick up big yards all the way down to the 40.
Tight ends, you expect them to catch that short pass. Well, Zimmerman, 2 catches, 73 yards, averaging 36.5. His long is 39, so that means the short one's 33. So he is catching downfield passes. Zamar is in the backfield for Benedictine on a 1st and 10 of the Pride 40. Hernandez gets the handoff, tries the middle, picks up 2.
That time quickly out there to make the stop. Jock Leto out of Cypress, Texas, and now we've got a Clark player a little slow to get up, and he's going to make his way off the field, and Clark going to have to quickly figure out replacing that front lineman they're going to bring back into the ball game. Marquise DeFrode.
I think as Marquise maybe got banged up there, I'm not sure, because he went down and he got up and he went down. Is that Jock that got hurt? Okay. Pass over to the left side. It's going to be caught for Benedict, and Ravens moving the ball, throwing to the big tight ends, and this time it's Dave Wilburn out of Millersville, Missouri. He's another red shirt freshman on this team, a 6'4", 220-pound receiver.
Yeah, Wilburn's a guy we saw a little bit last week as the game progressed, and for the Ravens, they just continue to pull out these big tight ends that are athletic in space.
Like this one, the redshirt freshman, Chase Sukarski, who's coming wide to the right side for BC. He's up on the line. Got a receiver behind him in Cameron Dover. Ravens moving to football. It's another first down inside the 30. Now in Pride territory. Hand off Ugorji. Bounces right. Cuts left. Inside the 30. Inside the 25. Inside the 20. Driving inside the 15-yard line. He's down near the 10. Just angling to the far sideline. Gus, you can't get a hold of it.
No, not at that 5'9" frame. He just kind of ducks down and weaves behind his big offensive line over there. And leading the way, you had Trace Madra, the right guard, pulled out, led up through that, and getting behind Avery Fuller there on the left side.
Clark is going to take a timeout, and we're going to take a break here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison with 4:20 to go in the half. It's Benedictine 24, Clark 3.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Back with you here on Care Radio. Great to have you along. And speaking of great, guess that's how Benedictine has played so far in the first half. The Ravens with 24 points, and they are driving. They're going to put more on the board on this possession.
Yeah, the Ravens on their 6th possession of the ball game, and they've come away with points on 4 of the 5 so far because they're on possession 6. The one you go back to was at the start here of the second quarter when Jackson Dooley threw an interception on about that first play of the drive. It was picked off by Cameron Shore. You look at Clark, they are a team who's punted 3 times today, thrown an interception, and they did kick the field goal for their only points so far of the first half. So for Clark, really struggling against this Raven aggressive defense. And for the Ravens right now, putting up good offensive numbers. I mean, you start looking at it, they've got 289 yards of total offense. 219 of those are through the air. 70 of them are on the ground. Only 2 penalties this afternoon for Benedictine. 15 first downs on the day. But here's the thing that can tell you how this game is going. Benedictine, 2 third downs all day. They are 50% on 3rd down conversions because they're getting big yards and really not finding themselves in, you know, those 3rd and yardage to go.
One thing I've also noticed about this Raven team this year, and I know, okay, season is young, this is only game 4, but you realize that we're a third of the way through the year after today. What Benedictine has done and is doing today, jump out. Okay, last week they led 35-22 at halftime, went on to beat Grayson 52-29.
they're not just like cruising along. They are getting out and getting after it early in the game. Last week on 60 plays, 372 yards. They are going to eclipse both of those numbers here today. Only three punts last week. They may not punt three times today.
Yeah, but you talk about the 60 plays. Graceland last week ran 95 offensive plays. That's just a little ridiculous. And so you talk about how much your defense has been on the field so far this season. Your offense is scoring a lot of points. Your defense, as the season progresses, it'll be important to keep those bodies fresh because these guys are seeing a lot of time on the defensive side.
Now, we also talked with Coach, and you and I visited about it during the game, and the Ravens had to cut down on penalties because penalties were a bit of an issue last week, 13 for 136. Well, they've absolutely done that. Here we are, midpoint of the second quarter, two penalties, 10 yards of penalty yardage so far today for BC, and that's a huge good sign.
Yeah, that's something that they've been able to clean up so far here. You talk about 13 last week. I feel like penalties have kind of been a thing for them over the last couple seasons, so they're just looking to clean those things up as the season progresses. Carson Estrada today for Clark, 12 of 22, 106 yards passing, zero touchdowns to go along with that one interception. For the Ravens, though, running the football right now, you've got Zamar with 8 yards, J.J. Jackson with 26, and Xavier Ugorji with 36 yards this afternoon, and the lone rushing touchdown for Benedictine.
Lots of games going on around the conference. We'll be keeping you up to speed with those. And at halftime today, by the way, don't forget we have been talking about talking with and visiting with a lot of the Raven coaching staff, and we're going to keep doing that here today. So we would encourage you to stick around because we got a great halftime interview coming up with one of the young coaches on this Benedictine team. We're going to have Michael Grindy joining us at halftime. And if I do say so myself, it's a really interesting and entertaining conversation. Great young guy. We're going to learn a lot about him and his travels and how he's come to Benedictine and impressions and things like that and philosophies on the game. So stick around halftime with Coach Grindy.
The scores from around the conference, Grandview today knocked off Baker in Baldwin 24-7. Graceland leading Missouri Baptist 28-7. You've got Peru State trailing Central Methodist 14-13 in that contest. And we talked about the three night games. William Woods at St. Ambrose, Missouri Valley at Culver, and Mid-America at William Penn. And
well, they held up here. Yeah, there's a player down.
They took a long time on the far sideline, kind of over there on the Benedictine sideline. You have a Clark player that is slow to get up, and he's finally, with the help of two trainers on either side, will make his way over here to the near sideline. So both teams getting an elongated break right now.
I don't think either one of them wants that. Xavier Ugorji is going to be in the backfield for Benedictine. Ravens coming out over the football. It'll bring up a, what are we going to have here? A first down.
First and goal from the 10.
There we are. Motion will come to the right. QB back, goes over the middle, and just a little bit behind his intended receiver, Cameron Dover. And Cameron kind of twisted around. It was kind of off his right hip, and it will be incomplete.
Reached over there, tried to pin that ball down on his hip, couldn't quite do it. And with the incomplete pass, it will stop the clock at 4:05 left here before half.
So the Ravens line it back up again from just the nose of the football inside the 10-yard line. They cannot pick up a first down from here. Pretty much everybody in tight, one receiver left side. Again, they're going to hand off into the middle, bounce into the out, bouncing out, hit at the 10, cut in the middle of the 5, down to the 4, maybe even the 3-yard line. That is what you call making something out of nothing.
Yeah, Ugorji is just so elusive right there. Looked like he was going to be hit at the line, not be able to get it, and he was able to just kind of shrug the shoulders a little bit, get that defender off of him, wiggles forward, gets down inside the 5. They're going to say he finally is knocked down at the 4-yard line.
Xavier comes up kind of shaking it off a little bit as he got a lot of banging around, a lot of contact in the middle, but he's going to stay in the game. Benedictine now looking at a third and goal from just inside the 5-yard line. Dooley taking a look over to the left side, the Ravens sideline, takes a snap, rolls left.
rolling, looking, throws to the back of the end zone, and a defender gets a hand in the air, and LeBron Jackson, the intended receiver, unable to catch the ball as it was batted out of his reach, and the Ravens now look at a fourth down. And for Benedictine, the field goal unit coming out on the field for the second time.
And LeBron's not really happy with the official right there. He's saying that he was held going across the middle of the field, and that's why he couldn't get to his point on time. And, well, to no avail, we're going to see Christian Klobe in for a 22-yard field goal attempt.
Klobe's having a huge, huge day today as he's looking for the right-footed PAT. Plays down at the 12, the 22-yard kick. It's good. Taking a break. Down to 3:09 to go in the opening half. Benedictine's lead continues to grow. Ravens 27, Clark 3.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Raven football here on Care Radio. Happy to be with you on the 20th of September. And as we mentioned a moment ago, the high school season is a third through. Benedictine will be, you know, through their fourth game of the year after this one today. And the sun continues to just kind of barely peek out through the heavy overcast that's been off and on during the day. This kickoff is rather short, fielded at the 6-yard line, taking it up the right side, the far side of the field, getting a little running room, going to get near the 30-yard line and run out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. First and 10, Clark, from their own 30. For the Pride, yes, wouldn't it be huge if they could put anything on the board here before the half?
Yeah, you got to get something right here because the Ravens have scored on every possession except for the interception early on. And for Clark, I think the biggest thing is you've got 2:59, you've got 2 timeouts and the 2-minute timeout coming up. The big thing is don't get this ball back to the Ravens. How well do you like that Buccaneers 76 jersey they're going to wear tomorrow?
Love it. Remember Coach Robinson when they started the program?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Here we go. First and 10, Clark. At the 30-yard line, the swashbuckler. Remember him on the helmet side?
I enjoy the white helmet.
Quarterback back to throw, and the play gets blown dead.
Yeah, we're going to get a penalty in the defensive backfield. You got to think that that's probably a delay a game. Yeah, delay a game against Clark. How many times have you seen a delay a game off of a kickoff where you're coming off the sideline? Like, but plenty of time to talk about this.
We're just inside 3 minutes to go in the opening half. And Benedictine, going to be home again next Saturday. You get a chance to come up and watch the Ravens. They will play longtime nemesis and an old member of the Tri-States Conference. You remember that?
Heard stories.
Yeah, they're all true. Here's a deep pass left side, and it's overshot. And I'll tell you what, that was a valiant effort down the field by Guerrero. It made a headlong dive for that football, but could not quite haul it in. And it will go incomplete. Make it a second down and 15.
That was a page right out of the Graceland playbook from last week, right? Just step back, throw the ball as hard and as far as you can and hope something good happens. And that time for the Ravens in coverage, you had Peyton Jobe along with Anthony Longoren.
Here they go, short pass this time, and it's broken up. A headlong dive by Zach Lacombe. He looked like Bobby Witt on a sharp shot on the third base side. Went parallel to the ground, they got a hand on it to bat it away.
Zach Lacombe definitely looks like a baseball player wearing those tall red socks today.
So here we go to third down.
And this is not the possession that Clark wanted to see right now, a possession where you find yourself in third down and you've taken, like, no time off this clock.
Third down, 15 to throw, 25. Back to throw again. Guerrero, the pressure's on. They flush him out of the pocket. He throws it away over the bench and almost across the track. And that's because Jason Anderson was looking Carson Estrada squarely in the eye.
Jason Anderson, the big senior defensive captain out of Lancaster, California. with the pressure on the quarterback right there. And as quickly as that, we're going to see a fourth down and the punt unit comes in at, how about this, 2:42 and the BC kicked the field goal at 3:09. So you're looking at, what, 28 seconds?
Yep, 27 seconds taken off the clock. That is crazy. And just what the Ravens went. Now, this is your two-minute drill. You work on this every day in practice. Every day. At the end of practice, you do the two-minute drill.
Whoa.
Snap a little bit high. Ravens were not rushing. And that was lucky for Clark. And the punt is high and short and fair caught by JoJo at the 42. So for Benedictin, not only do they have 2.5 minutes, they've got a relatively short field. They are 58 yards from the end zone.
When was the last time you saw a snap that looked like a three-point shot? It was high and arcing.
He had to go up and get it. Again, had the Ravens been putting any pressure on that, was going to be catastrophic.
You know what's wild is using the term high and arcing is something you're going to start doing in about like a month.
It won't be long. Hear that, Coach Moody? We're thinking basketball, just so you know. Quarterback back to throw. Ravens with the football. Pass over to the left side, and it's going to be off the fingertips of Lagofliana. An incomplete stop at the clock. 2:31 to go, first half.
That time Lagofliana running a quick out on the left side. On the right, you had two guys just flying down the field, and that was LeBron Jackson and Titan Osborne, both guys looking to try and take the top off of the defense.
So for Benedictine at their own 42-yard line, it'll make about second down and 10. 2:31 to go, opening half, and the Ravens up 27-3. We've seen more field goals in this game already than we normally see all day. Here's a pass near side, and that was a high floating pass to Titan Osborne, and the defender over there, Gus, he saw that coming and had plenty of time to close the gap, and it's going to go incomplete.
That time, Chamblin Seymour comes flying up and hits Titan as he got a hand on that high pass, and for the Ravens, isn't much better. I mean, you're looking at 2:28. The Ravens have only taken, give or take, 20 seconds off for this possession, and they're looking now at a 3rd and 10.
Xavier Ugorji is going to be the Raven running back. They're going to have trips short side. Single man, wide to the right. That's Titan. Now they'll shift two of those guys from the left to the right, the wide side, with Zim coming way out into the slot. Quarterback back again. All the time in the world. Fires a BB wide open. Zimmerman hits him in the hands. And Gus, Shades of Graceland, or Grandview, rather, as that one was not caught, and it's going to go incomplete. Oh, that was Titan.
Yeah, Titan.
Titan with that dropped pass, and he was, I think, startled to be so undefended right there.
Yeah, he had found a wide-open spot in that zone coming across and just couldn't hold on to the football. So a tough break right there for the Ravens, and now at the 2:22 mark, they're going to punt it back to Clark, and for the first time this afternoon, punter Scotty Robinson into the ballgame.
And a return man for Clark is 47 yards deep. That's Jackson Ostrander. He is giving Benedictine and Scotty a whole lot of credit here. Look how far back he's gotten.
Fake.
And they're going to throw it. And, oh,
they're going to get a flag over here on the near side. And, wow, that's a rough break for the Ravens because they were faking it. They threw it out to the left side, and they were going to be able to run that thing into the end zone. The officials taking lots of time, and they're going to say illegal formation against the Ravens. And sometimes that happens, especially when you got a fake on. Not everybody gets into the position they're supposed to. So
tough, tough break. And, Gus, we were talking about Christian Klobe having a big day. He's got a lot of points. He was just about to throw a TD pass of 60 yards right there. Or rather, Scotty was going to throw a TD pass of 60 yards up there. Well, let's see if he kicks it away this time. He'll stand at his own 23. It is now fourth down, 15 for Benedictine. Snap back, perfect. Great job. But the punt is high and very short. And a running catch, fair catch made at the 34-yard line.
I tell you, it always scares me when returners come flying up and try to catch that sliding down on a knee. But he'll make the catch down to the 34-yard line. Clark will have it there. So really, on the exchange here, Clark hasn't lost much yardage. Ball at the 34. They'll have it 1st and 10. 2 minutes and 12 seconds left in the half. Two timeouts. Plus, Joseph, just a heads up, we'll have the 2-minute break here in 12 seconds.
Yep. The 2-minute timeout in its second season, and I'm still trying to get a handle on that thing. Clark with the football.
at their own 33. First down call. Little wraparound handoff. Getting to the outside. Hit. Break it away. Get to the 40. Going to be close to the first down. That was a nice run by Caleb Perry. And the first Raven there allowed the ball to get, or the ball carrier to get away from him. And here is our 2-minute break. Time out of the field. 2 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine 27. Clark 3.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Well, that's all I like that up here in Iowa with a 2-minute timeout. Benedictine huddled up around their coaching staff. Clark huddled up around their coaching staff. And the officials also all huddled up in a little tight-knit group. And they're fighting out who brought sandwiches for halftime. That's kind of the thing. You know, I had the pastrami on rye. You know, did you have – who had the hoagies?
I like what Clark did right there before the 2-minute break. They got the ball back to 2-12. Don't get fancy. We had a lot of plays run from 3 minutes to 2 minutes, okay? And so I think it was one of those things of, hey, let's just run the ball, get this thing down to the 2 minute. We still have two timeouts. You got the ball out at the 44-yard line, like, or 43-yard line, excuse me. Just try to get something positive and keep moving ourselves towards half.
Isaac Guerrero, Riley Hawkins. They're the wide receivers to the right side for Carson Estrada and Clark with a football. Trailing by 24. Late going in the half. Motion will come out of the backfield. Quarterback will throw opposite the motion, and that's going to cost him 5. There's too much happening back there.
Yeah. So as soon as the ball was thrown, we're going to get a false start against Clark. So instead of 2nd and 1, now you're going to back it up. We're looking at a 2nd and 6 right here for Clark.
Clark coming into the ball game today at 0-3, and I think they would just like to have a good showing, maybe a good series, maybe like score a touchdown in this game today. That might be – sometimes you set goals that are attainable, smaller goals, something you can reach and maybe feel a little bit better about how things are going for him. 2nd down, about 7. Quarterback pumps once, pulls it down, pumps twice, pulls it down, and this time just drills it into the ground. Do you see the Raven defender over on the outside, Jonathan Curl, leap into the air? And Estrada, props to him. When he saw him go up, he pulls it back.
Yeah, he wanted to throw it right away, but then he had to pull it down because Jonathan Crow able to get up in the air and really messed up that sideline. Now we're going to go trips all the way to the sideline on the right side.
And Benedictine is going to go to a 3-man rush. Now the blitz from the corner. Quarterback hit. He's wrapped up and throws it as he's falling, and it's going to be incomplete. I thought he was in the grasp of Dylan Witherspoon, who had him with the ankles and was wrenching him to the ground.
How many times we've talked about it today? We're going to continue to harp on it. Like, most quarterbacks go down with that hit from Witherspoon, but just the size of Carson Estrada, no chance.
And now Clark will be looking to punt it away. They're going to run some time, I would think, to try to get this clock rolled down. Benedictine. They've got Longapuliana back in the Raven 20-yard line. Minute 47-6. We're running along toward halftime. The snap is low, and the kick is not very good. It is short, but takes another huge Clark bounce. I got to tell you what. Gustav doesn't kick the ball very deep, but he gets some fantastic rotation.
22 yards on the hop. And that thing's going to go all the way down inside the 15. They're going to mark it at the 14. He had 22 yards on the bounce right there for Estrada. For Norberg.
Here comes Benedictine. They got a long way to go. The question is, how much can they pick up with a minute and a half to go in the half?
But you got all 3 timeouts right now, which is huge.
And you're going to use them all. Here we go.
I think your first play right here, you come out with that skinny post play to Zimmerman down the middle.
Jackson Dooley already has thrown for 232 yards this afternoon. He'll come out of the pocket, roll, throw on the run, a leaping catch made on the far sideline. Did he stay in bounds? He did. It's going to be first down at the 27. The clock continues to roll. LeBron Jackson with the catch. Immediately bumped out of bounds.
They're going to give him 16 on the catch, and they're going to say he went out going backwards, so the clock will continue to run.
We're down to a minute 10 to go in the half. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 27. QB back, looks left, throws left, has his man up the left sideline, gets to the first down, cuts back into the middle of the field instead of stepping out of bounds. Picked up a few more yards, but did not stop the clock.
Well, stop the clock just momentarily because we're under 2 minutes, so you'll move the sticks, and now we're going to get a Raven timeout.
Let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a break with a minute 4 to go in the half. Benedictine 27, Clark 3.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
We'll be recapping the first half stats here in just a little bit as we're down to a minute 4 to go before intermission because the disparity in everything from total yards to the score on the big scoreboard here, they all say the same thing. Benedictine has had a really good first half so far. And what a great way to cap it off if they could score here in the last minute of the half on a long drive.
Well, and you'll be able to talk to Coach Osborne about this next week, but no better practice than up 24 and a chance to run the two-minute drill.
Yeah, the official stopping the play and running up over to football.
A few administrative things happening here, and I think just trying to reset that play clock and say, hey, we're going to start the play clock on the whistle.
And here we go. Ravens will send TZ from right to left. Julie Strott straight back. He's got great time. Now he's going to step up and a little push pass to the 40, cross midfield to the 38-yard line to LeBron Jackson. That was just a little shot put pass.
That thing, a 19-yard pass to LeBron. He'll take it down inside the 40, mark it down at the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Ravens.
Benedictine began this at their own 14. They're now down to the Clark 38. And we've still got just inside a minute, 56 seconds, lots of time. Back to throw. Plenty of time. Setting up. Throws it away. That was smart senior quarterback play. Joseph was the guy in the vicinity, the nearest potential receiver. But when he saw nothing available, that was a great play.
Yeah, threw it out on the track over there to the left side. And so for the Ravens, you stop the clock. You're now looking at a second and 10. TZ will check out of the ball game, and in comes Tyler Watson. So your wide receivers are going to be Titan Osborne. They're going to move over here to the right side. LeBron Jackson and Joseph going to be by himself on the left. Your running back, Ugorji.
51 seconds remaining in the first half. Again, it's Dooley back. He goes short, 30, 25. He's at the 20. Breaks a tackle outside. Titan to the 15. Titan to the 10. He's at the 5-yard line. Did he make it? It's a touchdown, Ravens. How about that 38-yard touchdown strike? Jackson Dooley to Titan Osborne. And Benedictine goes 86 yards in 5 plays. Took 51 seconds to go nearly the length of the field.
You got to think after that last possession where Titan missed the catch in the middle of the field, he went over, had words with Jackson Dooley and said, hey, throw me that ball again and I'll get it for you. And that time with a nice catch, spins it to the outside, breaks a couple tackles on his way to the near side pylon to put it on the board.
Another PAT effort for Clovey. It is on its way right through the middle, and we're taking a timeout. Down to 41 seconds left in the first half. Ravens lead continues to grow. It's Benedictine 33, Clark 3.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Less than a minute to go. In fact, with only 41 seconds left in the opening half, Benedictine kicking off again. They kicked off to begin the game. And, yeah, Gus, the Ravens are going to have the ball to begin the second half because they win the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game, elect to defer, and they've done nothing but score points since then. BC set to boot it away, and Kloby will kick it. It'll be fielded short. And a tackle is going to be made across the 25, around the 27-yard line.
Rael English on the return right there for Clark, getting down there in kick coverage. Dylan Witherspoon.
All right, if you're Clark, all right, what do you do with this? Half a minute to go. You chuck it deep. You fall on the ball and just say, I got to get off this field. How do you handle this? Or do you just run your normal set?
I'd probably run the ball because the last thing I want to do is throw an incomplete pass and then BC has two more chances to stop this thing and then come after my punter because that snap has been suspected pass. So I would say I run the ball if it were me.
Well, they got Caleb Perry in the backfield if they decide to do just that. First and 10 at their own 27, and it is going to be Perry walking it into the middle of the line. He'll get a couple of 3 yards, not a lot in there, but he does take some time. And Xavier Woods out of Olathe North High School with a Raven tackle, and it will bring up second down, very likely the final play, and they're going to hurry up to get it off. They wouldn't even have to snap it here. They'll hand off again to the running back. He's going to bounce around, get hit, take a little punishment, and that is the end of the first half on a Dylan Witherspoon tackle. The two teams make their way off the field and head for the locker rooms, and we'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Ravens in Dubuque at halftime. It's Benedictine 34, Clark 3.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Well, guys, we look at the first half of this game, and yeah, the recap of the first half is Benedictine just dominated the first 30 minutes. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's right on point. Benedictine, how about this? 380 yards so far in the first half to what's called, got 128 at this point.
So you're triple the yardage, essentially.
Take a look. Hold on. I'm going to flip back to my comparisons here. Yeah, you talk about 380 total yards to 128 for Clark. Rushing yards, Benedictine with only 75. They have thrown the ball for 305 yards so far here in the first half. Benedictine has 15 completions on 23 attempts. Clark is 12 of 27 passing. First down, 19 already for Benedictine. Average yards per play. If you're averaging 10.3 a play, that's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
That's where Benedictine is right now for Clark, only 3.5 yards per play. Taking a look at the leaders in this ballgame. Xavier Ugorji, six carries for 41 yards and a touchdown. Caleb Perry for Clark, 8 carries, 28 yards, a long of 10. LeBron Jackson leads the Ravens. No, let's put that. Titan Osborne now with that last catch just jumps in front of LeBron. So Titan Osborne, 3 catches, 95 yards, 2 touchdowns. pretty good line. LeBron Jackson, though, with 5 catches, 91 yards this afternoon. And for Clark, they are led in receiving so far today by Riley Hawkins, 2 catches, 38 yards with a long of 33.
All right. The offense has been fantastic, but I'm going to also flip this a little bit. That defense has been off the hook for Benedictine. And Clark has had 10 third downs, and they picked up one.
Mm-hmm.
One first down. They're 1 of 10 on third down in the ball game. Ravens have held up to 22 rushing yards in the first half on 37 plays, exactly the same number of plays for each team. Ravens, you mentioned, averaging over 10 a play. Clark is averaging 3.5 yards a play.
Yeah, and it feels like the Ravens have been able to get some pressure on Carson Estrada. They have actually brought him down once so far today, but they've been able to get some pressure on and force some bad passes so far. But I think the one thing that really stood out for me so far in this first half is the Ravens' secondary. Those guys have done a great job of not allowing the big play. They've been step for step with these Clark receivers today. And you go back, and they do have the interception on the first drive of the game, which set up the Ravens' first touchdown. That was an Isaiah Hastings interception, which led to the JoJo touchdown.
Jay Rupp, great second half coming up. Stick around with us for that. But first, we're going to have a nice conversation with GA assistant coach Mike Grindy. Enjoy that. We'll be back. Second half coming up live. But right now, we're going to kick it back to Joseph. It's halftime.
It's time for the Taco Johns of Atchison Raven Halftime Show on your home for BC football. Care 93.7. Taco Johns. Bigger, bolder, better. The halftime show begins right after these messages.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with meal steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try 2 new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Hey, we've got Michael Grindy with us. He's one of the new coaches up at Benedictine, a GA up with the program. Coach, good to talk to you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well tonight. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Hey, let's start off with, I'd love to get the bio. Let's get a little background. Michael Grindy, tell me where you're from and all about home.
Oh, my gosh. How much time do you have?
We got all day, man. You take your time. We'll get it all.
Yeah, let's just say God works, he works straight lines out of crooked ones. So it's been a long journey, to get here. From Arizona originally, went to high school out there, played football at Brophy College Preparatory High School. And that was back in 2018 was when I graduated. My first experience at Benedictine College was actually when I was 17, 18 years old kid looking to tour a college campus, and I toured Benedictine, and I never forgot about Benedictine. I'll just leave that right there. Never forgot about Benedictine. Ended up going to play rugby at Creighton University in 2018, 2019. Played rugby there for 2 years. Dropped out of college in 2020 and went home and coached high school football and was a high school strength coach. Enrolled back into college in Nebraska at Concordia University, and I played football there. I played linebacker there for 4 years, met my wife there, have recently been married, and wanted to get started coaching in the collegiate ranks. And what was the one school I never forgot of? It was Benedictine College when I toured there when I was a 17, 18-year-old kid. And so luckily I had the connection with Coach Osborne, knew some people that I knew and knew my head coach at Concordia, and kind of we hit it off there, and I came in for an interview, and I've been a graduate assistant since about end of May, early June.
Okay, so you were looking for a college gig, and you knew a guy who knew a guy who knew the coach, so you kind of reached out and got this ball rolling.
Essentially, yeah. So in my story, I talked about I coached high school football. I coached high school football in Arizona with a dude who played for Coach Osborne at Northwest Missouri State.
Wow. That is way around the circle, man.
Talk about a small world, yes. So that connection I met I made all those years ago in 2020 ended up helping me out, helping me get this job.
Go back to your high school team real quick. Were you good? Was your team good?
We were pretty good, yeah. I played for Coach Scooter Moylander in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, we're 6A Premier League school. Played against great teams like Hamilton and Chandler and Basha, those East Valley schools. It's an all boys Catholic school. But I have great memories of playing high school football there. I remember we beat Hamilton when I was 16 years old. I was a junior, and those are some memories. Those Friday Night Lights memories I'll have forever as a kid.
Well, I don't know who your coach. I don't know him personally, but anyone named Scooter, he's A1 in my book right there.
Yeah, he was a great man. He was a good coach. He's not no longer at Brophy Prep. Jason Jewell is now the Brophy Prep head coach, but they've had a great football program for many years.
Okay, what's your experience having played ball and been around some programs and no doubt been around some very inspirational guys? Is there one that you say, this guy's a mentor? When I, you know, he kind of helped me out. He kind of set that role model. He's the kind of guy who I've had.
Man, there's a lot of them. I've been around a lot of coaches. You know, I would definitely say Coach Patrick Dabrico at Concordia University, definitely a huge mentor of mine. He's the head coach there, and I met him when I was when I hadn't played football in 4 years, and he let me try out for Concordia. Definitely a huge mentor of mine in the college coaching world. I would definitely say, too, I was able to work 2 summers as an intern for Coach Corey Campbell at the University of Nebraska football, strength conditioning. He was a very big mentor of mine and kind of taught me how to coach and taught me how to really just set a standard for yourself every day and be able to coach the kids. But overall, I would say my father. My father's a mentor of mine. I look at my father and I see the man that I want to be. My dad's actually a high school football coach, and I have many memories of going to practice with him and sitting on the sidelines with him and seeing him on Friday nights, you know, running up to him and embracing him as he was on the sidelines. My dad is my real mentor in all of this and has kind of been there through it all, through the long journey. And it's really cool to kind of share this experience. I call him before every game. When I head up to the press box, I call him before every game. That's kind of my tradition because, you know, that's who I want to talk to before game day.
We got Michael Grindy with us, GA, assistant coach for BC football. And, Coach, I'm going to flash back to home. You're talking about your dad. But we didn't get, are there brothers, sisters? Do we have siblings? Are you the only athlete in the bunch? Or is it a family full of them?
No. I was 3 of us. The brothers Grindy, we called ourselves. There's 3 boys. There was me, I'm the oldest. And then my younger brothers, they're twins, John and Patrick. And they are 2 years younger than me. And so we all got into collegiate sports just in a little different way. We all played sports in high school. But I ended up, you know, going and playing at Concordia. My brother John ended up being an equipment manager for University of Nebraska University of Nebraska football. And my brother Patrick was an equipment manager for the Creighton University baseball team. And so there was one point where all of my siblings and myself were involved in collegiate sports in Nebraska. So it's pretty cool.
And you did something that's remarkable. You stepped away from the game for a little bit. You mentioned it.
Yes.
So, and then came back. How hard is that? I would think that that's doggone near impossible.
I mean, think about this. When I strapped up and played my first college football game in 2021, the fall of 2021, my last time strapping up and playing a live football game was 2017. I mean, it had been about 4 years or so. It was wild. I stepped away from the game. I was one of those young high school coaches who were like, I would do anything to go back and play college football. But really, it was just a gift. It was an absolute gift from God. It was nothing something that I did. It was all a grace to have the opportunity. And, you know, so.
I just going to say, so your teammates, don't lie, they were calling you Gramps, right?
They were. How do you know that? Yes. That was the joke, that I was Gramps, especially my last year. In my last year playing college football, I was 25, playing with a torn ACL, you know. I mean, I was Gramps.
On the sideline with a walker, getting ready to jump out there. And
ready to roll, yep.
Now, you're the grad assistant, so are we doing the higher level degree pursuit?
Yes, I'm getting a master's degree. Yes.
And what's going to be your field of study?
So my master's degree is actually in classical education. So I have a desire to teach. Believe it or not, the story kind of gets crazier, but when I got done playing college football, I had about a 6-month period of, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was looking for college jobs, and I ended up falling upon this, just kind of by the grace of God. I taught high school theology and was the interim head strength and conditioning coach at a high school. So I would coach strength conditioning in the morning and then go teach theology, 2 periods of theology, as a campus minister, worked in the education at a high school. And so now I'm getting my master's in classical education. It's been wonderful, kind of giving me the opportunity to, if I wanted to ever go back to high school, to teach. But it's really, really cool stuff.
We got Michael Grindy with us, GA at Benedictine. Now, Coach, amid all of this, okay, and you've done a good job of, you know, giving credit where credit is due, but with the travels and, you know, with the looking at moving forward into career, the one person who must get, like, all the credit would be Mrs. Grindy.
Yeah, aside from Jesus, Mrs. Grindy comes, yes, absolutely. She gets all the credit.
Yeah, coaches' wives, man, that's not an easy job either.
No, it's not. It's really not. And we're learning, you know, how to balance that and realizing, you know, football coach can maybe my career, but my primary vocation is to my wife. That's my primary vocation in my life. Is to love her like Christ does. And so that's been really cool. It's been a journey to kind of learn more about that and what it's like to be married. Again, I've only been married about a little over a year now, so it's been a real blessing.
Coach, let's talk. Let's get inside here a little bit. Give me some of your hobbies. When you're not doing football, which I know dominates a huge chunk of your time, even when it's not season, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Oh gosh, what do I? I like to do a lot of things. I love to read. I love to watch movies. I love to play guitar. Actually, I play guitar and I've written music in the past.
You've been in a band?
When I was in high school, I was in a band. You know, I sang and played guitar. So, you know, I love going to musical theater plays. I mean, it's kind of all the above.
Well, this kind of steals from my next question. I was going to ask if you had, like, a talent that nobody knows about, but at least you are a musician, obviously, among them.
Yep. Yeah, I play guitar. I also acted. I was in 3 musicals in high school. I was an actor in those.
Like, name one or two of them. I know you won't remember all of them, will you?
Oh, gosh. The Addams Family. That was probably the biggest one, was the Addams Family. People would recognize.
Were you Fester?
No, I was not. I was one of the ghosts, but
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought maybe you got one of those big prime great
big
roles.
Big time roles. No, I wish, but no. But it was always fun to do that, you know, in the off season and stuff. So when I'm not in my spare time, my wife and I love going to plays and stuff.
And you know, here you're not so far from KC and some places that, you know, that provide some of those kind of opportunities and venues.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we still have to kind of explore. We've been full go into season since we've been out here, but we'll see in the offseason kind of how it goes.
Coach, we've talked about the family, Mrs. Grindy, your players now. You yes. have got some great guys. And by the way, your emphasis is grad assistant. You're working with the offensive line, and I'm just going to pull back the curtain a little bit here. Love the guys in the trenches. Without yes. them, you're nothing. With them,
Amen.
You could do anything.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's been really cool. My first coaching job is the offensive line. My dad was an offensive line coach, so I was a kid watching the O-line play. So now to be a part of that on the other side and coaching them, it's been great. And we got a bunch of veterans, you know. We got a bunch of household names, Jacoby and Rashad and all those guys, Harrison Schmidt, Britt, and, like, guys that have been there for a long, long time. Trey Madrid, you know, fourth-year, fifth-year guys that kind of know the offense. So it's been really cool. They're teaching me a lot more, too. That's the thing is I'm able to learn from them, which has been really awesome.
And Coach Osborne's got to be a great guy to work as, you know, as somebody who's supervising and kind of helping you learn the ropes and kind of, again, having somebody to watch do it right.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Yeah, Coach. I mean, all the coaches on the offensive coaching staff are amazing. You know, working for Coach Osborne and working under him, it's been a real gift, a real blessing. He's one of the smartest minds, offensive minds, I think, in collegiate football. And I'm talking any level. Like, he has taught me so much about the game and how to coach and what to look for. It's a real gift to be coaching for him.
Okay, one last question. High school kid comes up to you. You are a guy who's seen a lot. For a young man, you've been to a lot of places and you've got a lot of experience. He says, give me some advice, Coach Grindy.
Well, the advice about what? What's the advice about? We talking football? We talking life?
Life advice. I mean, you know, help me out here. Help me point me right.
Oh, my gosh. Life advice. I mean, what I would say is continue to surrender to God's will one day at a time. That's what I would say. Take things one day at a time and realize that I am no longer running the show. You know, for me, my faith is everything, and it's the very thing that fuels me. You know, I would say for a lot of young college athletes, instead of trying to go out and prove yourself, recognize that your worth is found in the Lord and that you are loved and seen just as you are, and then go freaking play football and go have the time of your life and do everything for God's greater glory. Having that foundation, I think it's been a real grace in my life. And it's not something that I earned or found on my own. It's been a gift that's been given to me. And so I guess, you know, the only thing I can do is spread the message and give back.
Coach Grindy, it has been a delight, a pleasure to have met you a little bit here and watching you out on the field with your guys. We wish you and Benedictine the best in this season and many seasons to come, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much. This is wonderful.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Raven Halftime Show on your home for Raven football. Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. We now go back to Tom and Gus Kautz live at the stadium for second half action of BC Raven football.
Hey, with that, we welcome you right back. That's kind of our brusque transition, but here we are. And perfectly in time for the beginning of the second half of this afternoon's Benedictine ball game. The Ravens go to the second half, leading Clark 34-3. Great work by Joseph, our producer-engineer at the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, thanks, man. Gus Kautz with me here to my left, Tom Kautz, and their kickoff is away, and it is high and short. Two Ravens collide. Pick it up at the 25, 35, 40. Markers down at the 45-yard line. That was a great return for Benedictine, ultimately. And by Zamar Hernandez,
Zamar ran back and kind of ran into Xavier Ugorji when the two guys came together. And the penalty marker, though, somewhere out about the 31-yard line, there's some kind of a blocking infraction.
All right, we'll let him get that thing sorted out. Again, the skies are dark and gray and heavy, but the Ravens, Gus, are feeling bright and light as they lead 34-3 as we're getting into the second half. They're going to mark this thing back
penalties ultimately going to be assessed to the Benedictine 21-yard line, and that's where the Ravens will begin their first possession of the second half, leading it 34-3, first and 10 to their own 21. All-time Raven leading passing quarterback Jackson Dooley calling signals.
Little chance of rain here in the next probably about 20 minutes.
Yagorji goes into pattern in the pass just out of reach as they were looking for Isaiah Haston. Guess if Isaiah has another half a step, or that ball is just a little bit short, well, I think goes all the way.
There is a penalty marker right about where he cut in, and I'm not so sure he didn't get held right there, and that's probably why. And if that is the call, that would be the right thing. Now they're going to back up. Might be against the Ravens.
Referee is back here, and an eligible receiver
yep.
downfield against Benedictine, so... Tough break for the Ravens and a tough way to begin the second half. So from the 21, it's going to go back inside the 15.
Isaiah's going to stay in the game. He's going to be slot to the right side. Joseph is going to be wide to the right side.
Get things all set up. They will mark it down at the, where are they at, 16-yard line? First down, 15. Trips to the right side, the wide side of the field for Benedictine. Handoff is going to go in the middle. Gorgie needs a block that does not arrive. He gains a couple or so as he kind of dances his way into the right side of the line. And Caden Pemberton makes a stop for Clark. It is a Benedictine second down and long. Again, the Ravens haven't seen third down that often today, so see if they can pick it up here. They're going to bring Lagapuliana in. They've got over here Zamar.
Put Zamar in the slot.
And now he'll go in motion, but they'll have him as a lead blocker. Does a nice job at bursting to the right side of the 20, 5, 30, and right at the first down marker. And Gus, did you see on what looked like it was going to be a jet sweep? Zamar was not given a ball. The second guy was, and Hernandez with a great lead block on the edge.
Yeah, excellent kick out block right there. Allowed the ball to be turned back upfield across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Titan Osborne going to go wide to the left side. He's back into the ballgame.
Give you Gorgie 13 yards and a Raven first down on that carry. Benedictine now with their own 31-yard line. The ball on the right hash mark. First and 10. Four down linemen for the Clark defense. The Ravens will shift left. Again, it's Ugorji, bounces outside to the 35, gets to the 40, spins with a first down, 45, puts his head down, 47-yard line, power run by Xavier.
There are two markers out there on the field, one at the line of scrimmage, one about 8 yards down the field where Ugorji was able to cut it back into the field of play. I figure one of those is probably a holding, and you're worried that maybe both of them are.
Yeah, Jackson's he didn't bother walking up the field. He stayed back.
Jackson's about 20 yards back from where that play ended, just trying to figure out what this is going to be, but you figure a couple penalties probably against the Raven offensive line.
Next week, Benedictine back home, Wilcox Stadium, and you know, they're assessing the yardage against the Ravens. BC will be hosting Peru State. 1 o'clock kickoff.
Ooh, two holding calls against the Ravens. The one up there at about the 38-yard line, they won't assess that, but one at the line of scrimmage at the 31. So they'll back this thing all the way up to the 21-yard line where the Ravens are going to have it first and 20.
All right, we gave them props in the first half, and maybe we spoke too soon, as last week they had some penalty issues, and then by halftime they kind of cleared it up. But here in the second half, a lot in the first couple of minutes. 13:05 to go in the third quarter. Here's a hand up in the middle, and there's nothing. There's going to be a loss of yardage. Jordan, J.J. Jackson, unable to regain the line of scrimmage. And Clark's come out a little pumped up. Jaden Warren from that outside linebacker spot makes the stop. And for Benedictine, it will bring up a second and 23 on that three-yard loss.
Right now, the Raven offense has come out so far here in the second half, and they're a little lackadaisical. You'd figure that a 31-point lead is going to probably play into that a little bit, but they've got to kind of tighten the screws up a little bit.
Good teams do not let that affect their play. QB back, looking, throws it over the middle. Got his man, 35-40. He's going to go. Just count it down if you feel like it. This thing is going to go Zimmerman to the 10, to the 5. He dances into the end zone on the left edge of the pylon. How about that? Zim, what a catch. And the Ravens on a 79-yard drive. That was an 82-yard touchdown pass from Jackson Dooley to Tanner Zimmerman. Who said the big man doesn't have wheels?
You started saying count it down at about the 30, and I said, well, that safety is angling. He's going to get him. TZ threw a huge stiff arm around the 5-yard line and then just walks into the end zone. What a play right there for Tanner Zimmerman and Jackson Dooley having himself a day. Clovis PAT, and that was a heartbreaker for Clark as Benedictine bounces back with its first possession of the second half. It started off slow. It ended with a flurry. We're taking a timeout at 12-12 to go in the third quarter. Ravens 41, Clark 3.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room at Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Back with you here for Benedictine football. I guess I'm a little disappointed. Zimmerman, only 155 yards on 3 catches. He's only averaging 52 yards a catch?
Yeah, I mean.
Come on, man.
I'm now having an okay day. Now the kick is going to go into the end zone, and I don't blame Clark for trying to bring that out of the end zone, but we're going to have a block in the back right around the 18-yard line. You talk about these big plays from the receivers today. The tight end, Tanner Zimmerman, 3 catches, 155 yards. Titan Osborne says, I have 3 catches, and 2 of them have gone for touchdowns, 95 yards for Titan Osborne. LeBron Jackson's doing the dirty work today, 5 catches, 91 yards. This receiving corps is having a fantastic day in Dubuque.
If you remember, a week ago, Benedictine threw to 9 different receivers. So far, they have thrown to 7 different receivers today, and we've still got over 12 minutes to go in the third quarter.
The ball is going to, with the penalty, be backed up inside the 10. They're going to spot this down at the Clark 9-yard line. So a lot of field in front of them. Playbook's wide open.
Nothing in that book that you can't run from here. And the running back flips in the backfield and falls.
I'm not so sure the quarterback didn't just trip him up as he gave him the handoff and went to run down the field. And that's the problem when you run into a quarterback that big. Man.
So now the football is all the way back at the 6-yard line. It is 3rd and 13 for Clark inside their own 10. They'll run that same draw play, and it's not going to get back maybe to the 5-yard line. And
now
the punter's going to be standing at the back of the end zone. Is it 3rd down?
Yeah. So now we're going to see. This looks like they're going to bring a new quarterback into the game. Clark is going to change quarterbacks on this 3rd down call, and they're going to bring in Mike Reese, a 6'3", 190-pound senior out of Atlanta, Georgia.
He's not even the guy we have at the 2-deep as a second quarterback. QB's back. He'll throw one over the middle. It's picked and dropped at the 10-yard line, in and out of the hands of the middle linebacker.
That ball doesn't come out of the hands very often of Isaiah Hastings. He had that thing, and it looked like he probably could have walked it back into the end zone. So an incomplete pass, and for Clark, they're probably okay with that from backup quarterback Mike Reese.
Yeah, Mike says, "Woo, that would have not been good." And now the punter's like, you guys are not helping me out here. His heels are on the back line of the end zone. And Benedictine's return guy, Gus, JoJo's at the 35, okay? Because they don't give him a lot of credit here, and he hasn't kicked anything very deep. And here's this poochie kick. Fair catch called for at the – they're going to make it back at the 41-yard line. So Benedictine is beyond midfield. Italy first and 10 to the Clark, 41 for their second possession of the second half, already leading at 41-3. and we've still got 11 minutes to play in the third quarter. Six punts today for Clark. Benedictine has only punted once this afternoon. So the Ravens are going to bring Zamar in. He'll be out there along with Ugorji.
Now this
Let's not take Zamar and bring him out here to the receiver position.
Here's how good the Raven offense has been. In the Grandview game, they didn't punt any. It's in one today. And here they hand off to Zamar. Bounces out, 40. Turns the edge for 35. And he's going to be picking about 7, maybe 8 yards on a sweep to the left.
Did you see the center, Rashad Beckham, right there? Started out to the left, a little peel-back block, and just leveled his defender on that play.
If you know Rashad, he don't mind a little contact out there. He's all good with that. Does a great job. That whole Raven offensive line, you've got, you know, some big guys out there. They've been fantastic. Britton Smith, the right tackle, 6'4", 285 out of San Diego. Here's Zamar motioning to the right side. Dooley flares it left, and it's in and out of the hands of Ugorji.
Yeah, Ugorji being guarded out there by Alonzo Quintero, the sophomore out of Yuma.
So do we have Clark with dual numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ravens have a couple guys with dual numbers. Alonzo Quintero out of Yuma. Don't you know a Nick from Yuma?
Yeah, yep. He used to wear glasses, but now doesn't need them.
Does not require them.
Yeah.
So for the Ravens, they're going to now be looking at a 3rd and 4.
10.5 to go in the third quarter. Motion again to the left side. Back to throw, Dooley. Going deep, right side, over the middle, and over the shoulder. Touchdown, Ravens! Benedictine, the catch by Isaiah Haston. It goes for 35 yards, and the Ravens, again, a lightning quick possession. 3 plays, 41 yards, took 35 seconds to score another touchdown, and it is now 47-3.
Well, Isaiah Haston, who is your starting safety, he had that one in and out of his hands just a couple plays ago when he was on the defensive side. He said, hey, just throw it deep. I think I could probably catch one. That time, jump ball over two defenders, takes it away, and the Ravens get their second touchdown in the second half.
Clobie, another point and another timeout. We'll have a break. 10:21 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine, a runaway freight train. Ravens 48, Clark 3.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try 2 new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Back with you here and from Raven Football. Ravens have now extended their lead to 48-3. And just, you know, you're over here working hard with the program because Benedictine just keeps bringing in players, and they just all keep contributing. It's been remarkable.
That's the thing. They might bring bodies in, but these guys are making plays. And that time you brought Isaiah Haston in, who's been playing safety for this team. He is your starting safety, comes in, and then catches a 48-yard touchdown. And now the kickoff is just going to sail out the back of the end zone. And for Clark, that's probably a best-case scenario. They're going to get this thing out to the 25-yard line. And their quarterback is going to be... Can stick with 11? They are.
Yep.
Mike Reese is going to stick at the quarterback position. He'll be back there with Caleb Perry.
And here we go. Let's see what Clark does with this new quarterback. We'll take that snap. Flare one over to the near side. And there's nowhere to go. Nice hit. Stop the gain after about 2 yards. Josh Boone with the tackle on Brian Ramos. Brian Ramos in the game last week had a catch for 4 yards. Now he's got a catch today for 2. He is out of some town, Miami, Florida, and Somerset Academy. Here's a handoff to the single running back, and he's headed the line of scrimmage, stood up at the 30. It'll leave Clark looking at a
third down, about a half a dozen. Peyton Jobe, along with Jonathan Crow and Abram Phillips, the trio, make the stop on the play. And speaking of that, we're now up to third down for Clark. And we're going to call it third and four. Okay, if you're Clark, I mean, let's just talk football philosophy. Now they brought everybody in tight. Almost, this is like a double wing offense, kind of like we saw last night. Do you continue to hurry up over the ball, or do you want to start slowing things down? Quarterback Mike Reese is going to break out of the pocket. He's going to run. He's going to get a first down. He's going to take it up to the 40-yard line. Give him about nine on that quarterback keeper. I'm not sure. I think that was a designed play.
Yeah, that time he just steps up into the pocket and takes off running. Helmet comes off, so he'll have to check out for this play, as we'll quickly see Carson Estrada run back out onto the field.
So Reese, a 6'3", 190-pound senior, running the club, but Estrada is back in, at least for a snap, and he will hand off into the left side of the line, and a little surge there is good for 2 yards. Xavier Hernandez. Boy, I tell you what, the Hernandez brothers are having a fantastic day. Phoenix fans, you should be proud of these guys. Mike Reese, out for that one play that was required, has come right back in. And the pride look at a third down, and or rather second down and eight. Now they're going to look at a third down and six. That was good for two more. Xavier Hernandez with another tackle. Gus, Clark keeps running that same play. Do they see something, or are they just trying to make it happen? They keep running into the offensive left or defensive right side, and there's nothing there.
Yeah, they just keep trying to run into the middle. And right now, that time it was Xavier and Dylan Bennett where you're down, linemen. Ravens going to get a fresh two. They're going to bring Anderson and Harris back in for this third down call.
How incredible is it to have eight guys on the front that are so fully interchangeable as Benedictin has? Now the quarterback is back to blitzes on. He's running for his life. He is sacked at the 30-yard line.
What a job by the Raven defense to just send the house. The first guy back there, Abram Phillips, he's going to tack on his third sack of the game. The Ravens just sold out on that third down call, and they're going to give him forward progress. They're going to say the sack stopped right around the 34-yard line. So, pick up maybe a little more than I thought, but now they're looking at a 4th and 15.
So, Mike Reese comes off the field, and Carson Estrada walks up to him, pats him on the shoulder, pats. You know what he's saying? I told you it wasn't easy out there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Mike. The snap gets away from the punter, and he gets one away, and it is short, and Raymond touches it. That is a live ball at the 40-yard line. An up man, after the ball gets away from the punter, he kicks a terrible punt. An up guy touched it, and then that's a live ball. Who landed on the football?
Ravens able to get it back. Great job right there for Benedictin. It's going to be 26. Blake Dapkis able to dive on the football, and it'll be first and 10 for the Ravens at the 40-yard line. So that punt will net you 6 yards. So the 6-yard punt, and Benedictin will be looking at a first and 10 in Clark territory.
A little mayhem on that punting play. Benedictin's offense quickly out, and it looks like that is Xavier in the backfield. For Benedictin, first and 10 is 7-11 to go in the third quarter. Huge lead looking to add. Ugorji straight ahead, get to the 40. Oh, that's not Ugorji, it's going to be J.J. Jackson. He got through the initial line of scrimmage because when he got to that second level, man, he just hit a wall. Good coverage by the linebacking group for Clark, and it will be a 3-yard gain, 2nd and 7.
Talk a little about these Raven backs. You've got Ugorji at 5'9", 185. J.J. Jackson, 5'9", 170. And Zamar Hernandez, 5'11", 165.
Second down for Benedictin. Handoff is going to go to the tailback. He'll bust to the outside. Looks for the edge, and there's holding going on over here.
Every official.
What you're trying to do? You're trying to seal the corner, right? But maybe you grab a hold of the guy a little bit, trying to keep him from getting to the outside, and that's what happens there.
Yeah. That time you hit a guard that pulled, and for the Ravens, they also had a new tight end in the ballgame on that play, and so just a lot of confusion happening there. The new tight end in is Zoe Olade, a 6'4" redshirt freshman tight end out of North Hills, California.
Okay, so the penalty is going to take the ball from the 38 to the 48-yard line, and Benedictin is almost backed up to midfield. They're going to be looking at a 2nd down, 17, and they are going to be at the Clark 48-yard line. 48-3. Speaking of 48, 48-3, Benedictine. Ravens, wing right, wide left, motion left, and straight ahead handoff. And that was well defended. I'm telling you what, shooting through there was that big nose guard, Marquise DeFroud, out of Davie, Florida's Western High School. And, because you talk about solidly built, at 5'10", he is 290 pounds.
Raven's going to bring Chase Sakarshi in for this third down. They're also going to bring Zamar Hernandez in as the back. And taking lots of time looking over to the far sideline, getting the call from offensive coordinator and head coach Joel Osborne.
So what do you do here? You launch one deep? You just kind of like hand one up the middle and hope for the best? I mean, how does this go?
Yeah, like a little flare pass is fun.
From the 49-yard line, just across midfield, Benedictine third down and very long. Dooley, two-step drop, fires a BB, and it's going to be a little bit behind his intended receiver, and it is uncatchable in the Ravens. We'll be looking at fourth down, and for the second time today, here comes Scotty.
That time they were looking over there on the left flat for Trey Herbert III. So Trey getting a little time in this afternoon, and for you talked about it, Scotty, he's going to be in there, Robinson, to punt for the second time.
The return for Clark is going to be settling in around the 10-yard line. And again, they give Robertson lots of credit because he's done a great job averaging over 40 yards a punt. He's had three inside the 20 this year. This will likely be another one as it is high and going to the far side. It goes out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it down. It's going to be close to the 20s. He gets out there 15, 16-yard line. Another inside the 20 for Scotty Robertson.
Scotty's going to be happy he was inside the 20. I think he would have preferred to try to drop that one inside the 10. But a nice job right there in Clark, again, being backed up to start a possession. So the biggest question in the afternoon right now for both teams is, first of all, for Benedictine, how deep do you get in your roster? And for Clark, it's what's going on with the quarterback? And right now we're going to see back into the ballgame Mike Reese.
Yeah, you know, the only question I've got right now is, can we get through this before the rain comes? Because it's knocking on the door. QB will hand off to the lone running back who will skirt the right edge for a couple of yards, maybe no more than that, up to around the 17 or so yard line. Anthony Logren with the Raven tackle. Anthony out of Blue Valley High School, another one of the Raven many, many red shirt freshmen. Second down, 8.
Clark has been running this trips kind of package where they send the receivers all the way to the sideline.
And here's a run into the middle of the line and picks up about 5 yards, and then the Ravens are going to stack up Sakori Thomas, the first defender there, and it's going to be really close. They're going to say move the sticks. I thought maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but we're not going to hesitate.
It's a 45-point game. Just eye it up and move. Say let's go.
That's good enough, guys. We're battling the clock here a little bit, and Clark looks like a team that's battling the clock as they did right out of the gate in the very early possessions. Sprint up over to football. New quarterback Mike Reese is back, throwing left, and it is way out of bounds. It's beyond the outside of the wide white line, and Joe McCray over here had no chance of catching that.
Yeah, McCray turned around, and that ball was sailing out of bounds, a little far in front of him. Incomplete pass. It will stop the clock with 4:17 left in the third.
Second down from their own 27-yard line, Pride with the football. Again, they will hand off to the running back. He's going to be hit from behind, spins away. Falls forward, going to pick up 3 or 4 yards. That was a hard run, ended by Zach McComb. But Joe McCray did a nice job of just fighting for what he could get. Now we are third down.
Ravens going to bring a new linebacker in right now, and that's going to be Matthew Etzel. Etzel is 6'2" linebacker out of Topeka by way of Shawnee Heights.
Reese is back to throw, has a man cutting across. It's going to be complete, and the catch is going to be just enough for a first down. Is Anthony Longren with the tackle. 1st and 10 for the Pride. They're going to take the ball up to their own 39-yard line. Best thing about this drive so far, Gus, is they've kept the clock running. This ball stayed in the field of play with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Snap back, shoulder high, hand off, running back straight ahead off right guard. And he will power for 5. And he is power in Power 5, right behind some big old linemen. And you got Ahmad Shamila leading the way, 5'10", 240.
So for Clark on this drive, they have kept the clock moving.
Yeah, and they mixed it up a little bit. Quarterback is going to run for his life a little, now throw the ball on the run. It is going to be caught in the field of play and an immediate tackle by Ben Gilliland. And, Gus, I'm going to tell you that there are a lot of guys out there right now for Clark, and you kind of alluded to it. What are you going to do? Well, I think they're researching the talent level, because although that was caught a moment ago by Brady Huseman, there are a lot of guys out there who don't appear on too deep.
Well, Huseman is a guy who just hasn't played much this season. Only 19 carries coming into today's ballgame. That time they try to run it into the middle and nothing doing there. Kevin Harris with the TFL. They're going to say a loss of a yard on the play, and it will bring up a third down here.
Fourth.
Okay, yeah, fourth and two.
And so for Clark, there's no question what you do here. You're almost at the 50-yard line at your own 48. And they will hand off running back, and he's going to go down. He did not get the first down. He, matter of fact, lost a yard on the play and is a little slow to get up. Benedict is held, and Blake Castile with another tackle. And the Raven defense makes their way off the field, Gus, and they've done a fantastic job today. Again, so far with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter, Ravens have held Clark to only 3 points. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, for Clark at this point, you're tired of punting all afternoon, so might as well go for it at this point. You find yourself down 43 points. You're at home, and being at home doesn't exactly mean a whole lot for Clark. Here at Dalzell Field all time, they are 5-26. They have not won at home since October 21st of 2023.
So much for home field, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Benedict in with the football. 48-3 Ravens. And we got a new quarterback in the game. Quarterbacking Benedict and his MHMA grad, Mark Harris.
That time he'll turn and hand off to Zamar Hernandez, and Zamar pushes forward for 8 yards.
How about that? Little hometown combo right there. Harris to Hernandez. Nice gain. It is a second and short for BC. And now the handoff again. Zamar, 40, 35, first down, 33-yard line. Jaden Warren for Clark with the tackle. And here's what you do. You bring in a young new quarterback. He's really had virtually no varsity experience, Mark Harris. You want to get his feet wet. You want to get him a little comfortable because you never know when you might need him out there. Hand off into the middle of the line. Get it to a sure-handed running back, and let's just take the snap, hand off. Don't do anything really fancy. Again, it's Hernandez. He'll go down inside the 30. Another 5 yards for Zamar.
Handing the ball to Zamar makes life a little easier.
Oh, right? It makes so much sense.
That time, Zamar running off the right side. Look, the Ravens have a new right guard into the ballgame. That's pick number 79, Eddie Swizlowski.
Boy, Eddie, he's been a trooper on his team, only a junior out of Kabul, Missouri. Is Chris in there, too?
Yeah, so Chris Linden is in, and then Liam Sweeney is going to be your left guard.
Ravens are some of the fresh guys in the game. Here's another handoff. Look at Zamar, 30-25. Three defenders bring him down to the 20-yard line, and they pick up the sticks. The down guys on the other side don't even wait for the officials. They say, you're way down the field. We're going to move it first and 10.
That's on Zamar flying off the left side, and now in is going to be 68 will be your left tackle right now, and that's going to be
Well, we'll work on that as we take a break. Three quarters are in the book. Benedictin on the road in Dubuque, and it's all Ravens. Benedictin 48, Clark 3.
Acheson Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha,
They can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We go to the fourth quarter. The Ravens with a 48-3 lead over Clark. Just if you're the coaching staffs on the two sidelines, I mean, you got probably very different approaches as to what you're trying to achieve here in the fourth quarter for Clark. I mean, you got to be candid. You are still, even though you know you're three games into the year for Clark, you're still evaluating talent, right? This is the fourth game, and you're just still trying to find that combination. Poor Benedictin. You know, you're so deep with talent, you're giving some guys an opportunity to, you know, get some PT and show their wares. Here's a handoff right side, 2015, down to the 10-yard line, right at the first down marker goes J.J. Jackson. So Benedictin, not bothering throwing the ball, don't have to, don't want to, running up the middle. You eat up yardage, you eat up clock, you get everybody on the bus.
Sikorski's going to check out of the ballgame. They're going to bring Zomar Hernandez in. He'll be out there along with Jordan J.J. Jackson.
Here's a great thing. You notice Zomar, we talk about him a lot, but that's because he's everywhere. He's in a backfield. He's in a receiver. Now he's over here at a slot, moving in motion to the left. The handoff to the running back straight ahead. J.J. inside the 10. That's a first and goal. Ravens down to the 7-yard line.
Ravens also going to bring into the ballgame Joshua Zander, a redshirt freshman wide receiver.
So for Benedictin, first down, and the clock continues to tick down. 13:50 to go. Clark staying with that four down line defense. I don't know. What, it's almost like 42. I don't know if it's even 43 on the D. Handoff. Zamar on the jet sweep, looks for the block, gets it. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, he dives for the pylon, and he is not in.
We're going to get a marker back here at the 11-yard line, right where Zamar was
on the edge.
Turn it upfield, and you got to think that's going to be a hold against that receiver out there.
Well, I saw him engaged with the guy on the end, the defensive end out there. And I wasn't sure he's hanging on for certain or not. I was just too excited to watch tomorrow driving for that pylon over there that ultimately the Ravens are going to get pushed away from out to the 18-yard line.
Talked about that left tackle position for the Ravens. It's going to be, there we are, 68 is Christian Ridley, a 6'4", 270-pound offensive lineman out of Montgomery, Texas.
Benedictin first and goal, 18 yards out. Not sure that is really that big a deal. It hasn't been today. Here's a handoff. They'll try the right side. And getting inside the 15-yard line is going to be J.J. Jackson. And another marker along the line of scrimmage.
This is kind of one of those things that comes along with getting a bunch of new players into the ball game, and it's a good chance to be able to tell you guys, hey, settle down a little bit and get back to what you do well.
You know what this does? It can coach something new. You know, to work on next week, because playing as well, and let's be candid, Benedictine's played well today. Okay, they lead at 48-3. We're early yet in the fourth quarter, and sometimes coaches just like something to have to work on, and they'll have a few things here in this fourth.
Ravens going to bring Robbie Sharp into the backfield.
Hand off right side, 30, 25, down to the 20-yard line.
So nice little run right there by Robbie Sharp. He is a junior running back out of St. Pius X High School in Kansas City.
So the ball's going to be spotted down at the Clark 21-yard line. But for Benedictine, it's second and goal from 21 yards out. They've lost substantial yardage on back-to-back penalties. And here they come. Again, Harris is the Raven quarterback. Motion will race over to the left side. Stopping in the slot left. Receiver to the right. Wraparound handoff. J.J. 20. Cuts down to the 15. I thought he was going to keep his balance, but a defender kind of was able to reach in there, and Donovan Paulus was able to kind of trip him up. Got to bring up a third and goal.
Now, at the 15-yard line, now let's throw out the theoretical thing. Let's say you don't get into the end zone. Do you kick a field goal already leading 48-3? Do you leave the offense out there and let them see if they can punch it in? It's kind of a lose-lose. People are gonna be able to look at that a lot of ways.
I'll probably kick it.
All right, Robbie Sharp in the backfield. He and Harris both look at their play sheet on the wrist. Motion left, throw left, caught at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, at the 3-yard line. Chase Sikorski gets it close to the goal line, but he'll be bumped out of bounds at the 3. And now that Raven decision is tougher. At the 3-yard line is 4th and goal. And this young group has moved the ball. In spite of a couple of penalties, they moved it nicely downfield.
The Ravens going to bring in. Wow. Okay, so the Ravens going to bring in their starting tight end, Tyler Watson. He's such a great blocker. Now he's going to run out. They're going to bring Wilburn back in. He'll be out there along with Robbie Sharp. And did I see Jordan Jackson check into the ball game? Kind of slip off to the left side.
And Clark has brought in 5 different defensive players, and now we're going to get a timeout. We're taking a break. Joseph with 11:08 to go in the ball game. Time out on the field. Benedictine 48, Clark 3.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway. Eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Even in a 45-point game, that's what we've got here, 48-3, Benedictine. And 11 minutes to play, still a lot of coaching going on because these two teams are talking it over really hard on the sideline. Ravens have a 4th down and goal at the 3 with a big lead. And they go to the full eye. Lead block, running back, coming up short.
That time, Robbie Sharp going off the right side, and he gets submarine tackled over there by, how about that? I think that's his first tackle of the day.
And here's the deal. That was a great defensive play, okay, to cut underneath and get him at the ankles. It was a nice lead block. I like the play. I like the call, and I thought he was going to get in.
Yeah, I did too. I thought he was going to be able to just maybe even get a hand down and kind of push his way out, but it'll be a turnover on downs, and for Clark, they're going to get this ball all the way back at their 2-yard line.
Yeah, earlier you said they had the ball at first down at their own 3, and you said they could use anything in the playbook. I suppose that applies when you start at your own 2 now.
Yeah.
Probably holds true. Quarterback in the middle of the end zone, takes the snap, hands off, middle of the line, there's nothing. Maybe a yard, probably not. It's going to be 2nd and 10 still at their own 3 for Clark.
That time in the backfield, you're going to have Nehemiah Hicks, the cornerback transfer from McKendree, making the stop on the play. Raven's going to be out there on the other cornerback with Blake Dapkis. Their safety in there for the Ravens right now is going to be Jazon Baker, the junior out of Raytown.
Ravens stacking it up at the line of scrimmage on a 2nd down 9 call. Handoff running back, hit at the line, dropped. Still short of the 5-yard line.
Yeah, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more right there. The Ravens making the stop on the play, and in there you're going to get Matt Niehans, a 6-foot senior out of Lee Summit West.
Clark is going to bring Isaac Guerrero. He's our good wide receiver. Last week he had 5 catches for 42 yards. And today, I don't think he's had a catch. So he is going to be stacked up on the near side. It is 3rd down 9 from their own 5-yard line. QB drops back, middle of the end zone, looks right, gets hit, and he throws the ball and is going to be caught at the 15-yard line. I thought that was going to be an intentional grounding in the end zone for just a minute.
Yeah, that time he was wrapped up in the back of the end zone by Savion Payton, and he just threw the ball up for grabs. His receiver comes back and catches it right at the sticks for a 1st down.
At the 14-yard line, 1st and 10.
quarterback going to keep it himself, go to the left side, and he'll make it to the 20. That was a hard way to pick up 5 yards for Mike Reese. Dapkus along with Anthony Longren in there to make the stop. As a head coach, again, I am not real thrilled at seeing my backup quarterback make that run at that moment in the game. Hate to see the guy get banged up. And we got markers prior to the snap.
Yeah, I think that's a motion penalty because the running back kind of motioned out, but I feel like the receiver was still trying to get set and get a formational issue right here for Clark. It is, so that's going to back him up 5. So instead of that 2nd and 1, you're looking at now 2nd and 6.
Quarterback Mike Reese, and I'm looking 1, 2, 3 of his receivers are wearing Clark cross-country uniforms out on the field. And they'll mark this thing off, and let's see what they decide to do. It'll pick up a 2nd down for Clark. So here we go. Clark with a 2nd down at their own, let's call it the 17-yard line. Back to throw, deep drop, plenty of time. Pass to the near side, a diving effort. Did he catch it? Yes. Right at the shoe tops. A nice catch made over here on the near side. And I think that might have been Malik Inabeni. 1st and 10, Bryant moving the football up at their own 29-yard line. 8:20 to go in the ballgame. Handoff is going to go to the lone running back. He's got a huge opening in the middle. And straight ahead running. 1st and 10 for Brady Huseman. He's right across the river out of East Dubuque.
Yep. So if you cross the bridge, you're into Illinois, and
yeah,
then you turn left at the end of the bridge.
Yeah.
Then what, about a mile you're up into Wisconsin.
Block and a half. We're going to get a timeout. We're taking a break. Timeout with 8:11 to go in the ball game. Ravens about ready to pick up another win. It is Benedictine in front, 48-3.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Back with you. Good to have you along this afternoon. And Clark will have a 1st down from their own 43-yard line to pass into the right flat and running up the far sideline, 3 yards gained. 2nd and 7. Gus, looks like at least the top three in the country are going to come away.
Say, if you're sitting there looking at the rankings and going, can you move up? Well, Grandview won today against Baker, and then it was Kaiser knocking off Cumberland today. Cumberland was receiving votes, but the Seahawks, no problem today. 35-12 winner there. And how about this? For Kaiser today, that win, the only game they'll play in September, they'll be back in October to play. So they played on August 30th, they played today, and they'll play again now on October 4th.
What a sketch. Of course, last week they tried to play, and then the Lightnings came, and the visiting team had to get on the plane and go home, right? Because they had a schedule. Quarterback is going to keep it himself, boot to the left side, and pick up a 1st down and then sidestep out of bounds. That was a good hustle job over there by Mike Reese. 1st and 10. Clark, might be their best possession of the day so far.
Yeah, Zadron Baker over there helping usher the quarterback out of bounds would probably be the best way of putting that. And for Clark, they're going to stick with Mike Reese as the quarterback. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not really sure that there's a correct answer today. I didn't think Estrada really played that bad. He was 12 of 27. I just think the Raven defense is good.
QB will throw into the near side, and again, very short. A couple of times his receivers have bailed him out, but not that time.
I think they're going to say that he was able to at least
really
catch it. I thought that thing skips off the ground and up to him, but they're going to say he got his hands under it. Not sure that was a great idea. Right at the line of scrimmage. So a completed pass for no yards. That'll bring up 2nd and 10.
Again, Reese has been very short on his passes. This time, well delivered over to the right side, and it's going to be about a 5-yard gain in front of the Benedictine bench. 6.5 to play in the game.
Namaya Hicks over there, we talked about out of Belleville, Illinois, makes a stop on the play for the Ravens.
Clark has got Zach Reinhart. We haven't really heard much out of old Zach today. Last week, 1 for 2. And today, dude, has he made it? Yeah, he's 1 for 12 today.
That time Samuel Black pushes into the middle. He'll get a yard, not much more. The Ravens able to stop him there for Benedict and getting out there making the stop. Caleb Webb, a 6-foot junior out of Brookshire, Texas. Wonder where Brookshire is. Got to be close to Katy because that's where I went to high school with Katy. Katy High. Ravens have done really well in that Houston.
They've got, some spring guys and some of those. Tom Ball, here's a quick drop pass right side. Complete 30-yard line, first down. And Clark at the 25-yard line is going to continue to move the chains. We're down to 5.5 to play. Anthony Longren and Blake Dapkus, the Raven defenders at corner and free safety. So you're finding Clark and, hey, Mike Reese is doing a pretty okay job with this series. He's bringing him right down the field. His running back runs to the left, takes the catch, 25-20, cuts back into the field of play, and Brady Huseman is going to gain about 8, maybe 9 yards where Josh Boone brings him to the ground. And now he is slow to get to his feet. Fishers are going to stop play for a little bit, and Joseph, we're going to take a timeout as they take care of business out here on the field. Timeout, 5 minutes exactly to go in the ballgame. Ravens 48, Clark 3.
You've trusted Amberwell with your health for years, from checkups to surgeries, in the good times and the harder ones. And now, when it matters most, they're here again with Amberwell Hospice Care. Receive compassionate end-of-life care from caregivers you already know and trust. It's care that understands your medical history, your values, and your family. You're never alone with Amberwell Hospice Care. Call 913-360-5520 or visit amberwellhealth.org.
Gus said, talking to Coach Osborne before the game, the Ravens, I think, have, is it possible, did I hear him right, the last JV game of the year coming up? Did the JV season end that early? Maybe it's just last home JV game. But anyway, it's coming up here, so going to check your calendars and take in those guys' contests. They have been very, very good. And climbing to his feet, coming off the field, is Brady Huseman, but just his return to the game, I would say, is in great doubt, as when you come off and they have taken your helmet and somebody walks another direction with your helmet, I think you should get the message that your afternoon is complete.
For the Ravens, next week they're going to return back to Wilcox Stadium, a 1 o'clock kickoff. It'll be family weekend / Founders Day against Peru State next week.
Hand off into the middle of the left side. Second down. On that first attempt, a gain of about a yard. So does Benedictin. Does the defense stiff up? And if so, does Clark settle for a field goal if that comes up? Again, I always find these decisions, these are hard coaching decisions. Not that they're going to affect the outcome of the game, but it goes just to a lot to mindset. Here's a quarterback racing around to the outside, outrunning a couple of linemen until the play is extended over to the far side.
Matt Edsel out of Shawnee Heights, able to get over there and make the stop on the play.
He'll go down in the field of play, and we go inside. 4 minutes left in the ball game. Benedictine going to go to 3-1.
Clark moving around right now. Just look like a team trailing by 45 this afternoon. They're just taking their time. Play clock's all the way down to 10, and we're still motioning guys across the formation. There's a little confusion right now.
Three guys moving, and the handoff is going to go to the running back. It had nothing to do with any of them, and as he tries to cut into the middle, his feet shoot up from beneath him, and Samuel Black will be falling to the ground for probably no gain on the play. Samuel Black, he must have been a high school teammate of starting quarterback Carson Estrada, because they're both out of 29 Palms, California. There can't be that many guys in Dubuque, Iowa, from 29 Palms, okay? Third down at 10. Still at the Benedictine 15-yard line. Clark looking for their first touchdown of the day. 3 minutes left in the game. QB's back, steps up, goes over the middle. He's got a man. It's complete to the 10 and down at the 10-yard line. It is going to be fourth and five at the 10. That's
now
it's decision time.
Time as he caught the ball, he turned around and tried running backwards, but running right into the open arms of Xavier Hernandez in there on that play.
Fourth down, and the offense will stay on the field for the Pride. Mike Reese is a QB. Back to throw. Step up. Look, over the middle. He's got his man, and is it caught and held? It is at the 2-yard line. Move the chains. First and goal. Dapkus with the tackle, and Isaac Guerrero with the catch. And just, again, a low pass that Guerrero had to lunge for and dive and take at the shoe tops.
Yeah, Guerrero with a 7-yard reception right there. And coming off a week where he had 5 catches for 42 yards.
Clark is going to let this go to the 2-minute timeout. And we're going to take a break with precisely 2 minutes left in the ball game. It's Benedict and 48, Clark 3.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Good to have you along here this afternoon on Care Radio as Benedictine has been dominant this afternoon. Started with the first possession, then the second possession, then the third possession, and as quickly as that, it was 21-0, and it was underway. Ravens now leading 48-3 with 2 minutes to go. And here comes Clark coming out of the 2-minute break. Hand off to the running back, middle of the line, maybe lost one.
That time, Savion Payton quickly into the backfield to hit Samuel Black. And they're going to say, maybe a loss of yards. This thing's going to be at the 3-yard line, where it will be second and goal for Clark. I have to laugh. The receiver runs all the way into the huddle, but he's going to have nothing to do with this play, right?
It gets Samuel Black. Last week, 1 carry, minus 1. Today, a carry for minus 1. He's struggling just a little bit. And we're locked up here. I don't think that's probably accurate right now. Fourth down a goal, 3 yards out. And a run. No, quarterback's going to throw. Tipped at the line of scrimmage and batted out of the back of the end zone.
That time getting his hand up in the air was Matthew Castlejohn, a linebacker, a sophomore out of Olathe North. He'll get a hand on it, knock it away. It'll bring up a third down.
So here we go. Benedictine and Clark. Clark's looking to get something in. Minute 17 to go in the ball game, and we're down, clock running. Nothing doing, and Gus Clark unable to punch it in. Back, the Ravens are going to come with the football. How about that? 107 to go in the ball game. Benedictine continues to lead at 48-3.
And for the Ravens, how about this? They're going to come away with a huge win. And I say huge because you've kind of gotten into that cooler spot in the season, and you're into that portion of the season where now you're going to get a few teams that aren't the number 1, 2, or 3 type teams in the country.
Right. And you just got to be sure you take care of business with those kind of clubs and make sure that you don't let anything really, really silly happen to you in the course of taking care of your business. And for the Ravens, that's what you got to do right now, right? You just got to take care of your business. You just got to do what you do and continue to improve and continue to, I see it, and you see it, develop some of this young talent. And every week we watch the games and we look at the players, and, man, you are you're hearing new names, redshirt freshmen who are coming in to participate in the contest, and this team gets better and deeper every week out.
And now we're going to get a penalty against the Ravens. It was a quick run off the left side, and a one-yard penalty is going to be thrown against Benedictine.
Yeah. So halfway to the goal line, Ravens are going to have it back at their own one-yard line. So there's going to be that, and BC just wants to get this thing moved forward and get out of the end zone and put this thing to bed here this afternoon.
This time now, Gustav Norog will run off the right side. 1 yard, Matthew Etzel, another stop. And
now, here we go. Clark is going to whip a run, punch it in. And how about that? The kicker, Gustav Norberg Risto, takes it in. And Clark has scored with 37 seconds to play in the game. So for Clark, they're going to hang their hat on this drive, okay? It was 23 plays, 97 yards. Yeah, that's a long drive.
Well, it took 10:27 because for Clark, that's their only possession that they ended up with in the fourth quarter. How crazy is that?
One possession, a quarter. Point after is going to be up and good by Fredrickson. We're going to hang on to it here. Joseph is. Benedictine, I mean, putting their kick return unit out of the field. It's 48-10. Ravens in front with just over a half a minute left in the ball game.
Now, if you're a defensive guy and for Benedictine, you need those defensive coaches, especially defensive coordinator Trevor Strong. Right now, you're talking to your defense saying, guys, how do we give up the touchdown? Because you gave up the field goal early on in the ball game. So I think Clark, on their third possession, hits the field goal, gets the goose egg off. But as a defense, you're like, all right, but we kept him out of the end zone. Man, Clark put together a great possession, going all the way down the field, 97 yards, 10:27, took up most of the game, or most of the fourth quarter, punches in the touchdown to try to just make something good happen right here at the end.
Yeah, and again, if you're Clark, there hasn't been that much good happen, so you are going to be really, really pleased that you are able to at least have this little something to hang your hat on late in a ball game.
For Clark, next week, they're going to turn their attention to a little bit of a road trip. They're going to go to the southwest portion of the state and go down to Graceland, to Huntsman Field in Lamoni, and take on the Yellow Jackets.
Okay, you were looking at scores earlier. Graceland, how did things go for them today? Is that handy? I don't want to.
No, it's all pretty handy. Let's pull it out here. Games that went on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference today. We had Grandview over Baker, 24-7. Graceland, 41-14 over Missouri Baptist in St. Louis today. Peru State and Central Methodist tied at 43
wow.
with 14 minutes left in that ball game. So
it's going to take 50 to win that game.
They're lighting up the scoreboard in Fayette today. But that's a great game. William Woods and St. Ambrose is a night game. Valley at Culver Stockton is a night game. And Mid-America and Penn, a night game.
Back up to that high-scoring game. Do you realize it is very likely that you will score 50 points and lose that game?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, what, we're at 86 and there's still a whole quarter of football left to be played. So
that is crazy stuff.
For Benedictine, though, today, now they're going to let Harris come out. And he's going to go ahead and take an E, and that'll do it.
All right. Ravens will walk off with a big road win today. Final score this afternoon from Dubuque, Iowa, at Benedictine, 48, Clark 10. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
That concludes the second half of Benedictine football on Hot Country 93.7. Stay tuned for the B&P Propane postgame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Head back with us here as the Benedictine Ravens move to 3-1 on the season and absolutely just dominate here this afternoon, and they travel to Dubuque, Iowa. Big, big win. Good win for the team. This is one of those that after you've really, you know, battled some teams, you come out and you just show them, hey, here we go.
Yeah, it feels kind of nice to just be able to run away from a team, get a lot of younger guys into the ball game, and for Benedictine, first of all, let's start with Jackson Doolin, right? Hats off to him. He becomes the career all-time passing leader. He needed 123 yards today. He threw for 422, 5 touchdowns, a lone interception on the day. For Benedictine, they were led in rushing this afternoon by Xavier Ugorji, 9 carries for 62. J.J. Jackson, 10 for 37, and Zamar with 7 carries for 35 yards today. Your receivers had a day. Tanner Zimmerman, 3 receptions, 155 yards, 1 touchdown. Titan Osborne, 3 catches for 95, 2 touchdowns. Isaiah Haston, not only did he get another interception today, he had 2 catches, 46 yards, and a receiving touchdown on the day. Benedictine, 58 plays, 580 yards of total offense. But again, the defense on the field a lot today. 78 total plays for Clark, coming off the 95 plays Grayson ran last week.
Yeah, Clark ran 20 more plays than Benedictine ran today. 20.
Wow.
And still lose by almost 40 points. Now, I got a question for you. You don't know the answer, so there's no way to do this wrong. With the day he had today, is Jackson Doolin, I mean, he's a National Player of the Week candidate, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be okay with 422, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And
I mean, those are pretty fat numbers. I mean, he's got to be talking about that.
Especially since he didn't play in the fourth quarter, right? That made a little bit of a difference. Didn't play a whole lot of the third quarter. So, I mean, yeah, for Doolin, he really could have stayed out there and padded those stats. But, man, a fantastic day for him and a great win for this Raven team.
Congratulations to Benedictine. And, again, next week, Sports Look is on Thursday night, right after the 5 o'clock evening report. Friday night, we got high school football, and then Saturday, the Ravens. Family weekend! And we'll have that game 1 o'clock, 12:30 for the pregame here on Q Radio from Wilcox Stadium. Thanks for having joined us. Final score this afternoon, Benedictine 48, Clark 10. And until we greet you next time, great job, Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio, for staying right with us. Well done, young man. Gus Couch with me here, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine College football here on Hot Country 93.7. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown local Napa store. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.